Want to participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Oh. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi. Hello.
Hello there, Mr. Shannon.
And hello, Mr. Drysdale. May I say, you look like $1 million.
That's right, as long as that $1 million is kept safely and tidily in the Beverly Hills Savings and Loan.
You look like $1 million. I am ready with $1 million.
That's wonderful. We're looking forward to a wonderful afternoon of your groaners, Mr. Shannon.
How you doing? I'm Super Sham.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale, president of the Beverly Hills Savings and Loan.
I'm a professional DJ.
And I'm a banker extraordinaire, and I manage all of Jed Clampett's millions.
And I'd like to say hi to an aspiring broadcaster out there
who
I know listens to the show every day. His name is Gerald Todd.
Gerald Todd, that fabulous Canadian. We all love his work.
Turning Japanese.
No, it's turning Japanese.
Thank you, Mr. Drysdale.
My pleasure, Mr. Shannon.
How about a joke before a groaner?
That's a wonderful idea, a real joke.
From the prep service that keeps sending us the stuff, right?
The complete sheet.
Absolutely wonderful. As the sports junkies would say, it's money.
We don't pay for it, they just keep sending it.
Yeah.
We love it.
Hello. I'm Scott Shannon.
I'm Milburn Drysdale.
Magic Johnson has opened a Starbucks in the high crime area of Compton, California.
Really?
How ironic. You can get robbed on your way to Starbucks to be ripped off on a cup of coffee. Do you know what the top-selling drink is at this particular franchise?
What is it, Mr. Shannon?
The Cap in Yo Ass Chino.
Oh.
And now
I seem to be losing my train of thought.
Two groaners.
Yes.
And as it says on the page, completely lame groaners.
Oh. Completely lame groaners.
So these are not the regular ones, although you'd be glad to know they've gone back to the wand card at least once here.
These are completely lame.
What ice cream franchise is the most popular in Mexico? Baskin-Robbins 31 flavors.
You know, Mr. Shannon, I've somehow become attracted to the wand jokes.
I'm Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale.
I'm Michael Scott Shannon, Detective Morning Zoo. What rapper is the most popular? This is the last one. What rapper is the most popular at bar mitzvahs? Ludacris.
Oh, hey now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
Yeah. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
There you go, Ann.
Hello.
Give me a second.
Here's
the stuff about Robbie right here.
It's on a true story.
There he is.
He was a neo-Nazi
right.
With one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Those groaners?
Yes.
There's something else. Good afternoon, Mr. Mrs. Lima Bean and all the ships at sea. Back after a busy night lurking outside Lisa Marie Joyner's home. Their faces illuminated only by a smoldering cigarette. But not in a creepy way. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robbie. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for listening to Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Wednesday.
Wednesday. 07-28-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Thank you, bud.
Yeah.
And thanks for listening to Don and Mike Show. New episode. It's July 28th, 20-04. Call us from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From Canada, call 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C. on WJFK FM 202-432-1067.
Wonderful.
Those are the phone numbers.
Yes.
We are playing The Secret Sound. It's back, and should mention, it's now. now worth 800 bones.
We will have a winner today.
And I mean bones. We don't give away dollars. What we've done is we've gone to the graveyard down the street.
Right.
And we're actually finding shallow graves.
Yes.
We've collected 800 beautiful skeletal remains.
Instead of Benjamins, you've got femurs.
So, yeah, we're giving away 800 femurs. Anyway, Secret Sound today worth 800 bucks.
You will have a winner today. You don't think so?
No, I do not think so.
All right. I bet you, but you might be right.
Yeah, who knows? Although, Mike, as always, I'll be betting on the Don and Mike audience.
Yes, of course.
I'll be betting on
right.
the best audience in radio. Rob, don't look at me in that tone of voice.
I have faith in that audience.
Come on, they're the bestest. They're the bestest.
They are simply the best.
We love them.
Yeah.
We really do.
Most of them,
we fight with them all the time.
Most of you. I'll say that most of you we have unconditional love for.
That's true.
Some of you we despise. But that's a very small percentage, and it's on a case-by-case basis, and it's on an individual-by-individual basis with each of us, mm-hmm. your major people here on the radio show.
Does individual count as individual cities?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does, Mike.
So can we discount an entire region like Rob and I have done?
Well, who am I to say I'm allowing this? I'm not a dictator, although I've been called the first part of that. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people call me tater.
No.
Tater.
I got a question, a geographic question.
Yes.
Where does Fresno fall geographically within California?
So you're already throwing down on Fresno.
No.
What has Fresno done? We've not gotten any bad calls from Fresno.
I know.
Bakersfield would be
north.
I don't know California geography, and I wish I knew it better. Where does Fresno? I'm thinking east of Los Angeles, northeast of Los Angeles.
Well, Los Angeles is very far to the south, and
right.
Sacramento is.
You got a map, Buzz?
I'm working on it now.
Anyway,
that's a good looking map. Can you hold that up, Buzz?
Yeah, it's pretty, isn't it? I was actually on the internet.
No, that map is not from the internet. That map is like from back when they were stumbling onto a piece of land, and some guy said, "Let's call this Wyoming." Look at that. Look at how old and crusty and dried that thing. That looks like one of Joy Behar's feet.
They took us through Donner Pass.
That's nasty.
Map says has all the territories.
Buzz will search for it, wearing his uniform fresh off his audition for a chorus line.
Hold on.
It's about halfway between Bakersfield and San Francisco.
Bakersfield.
Okay.
Ew, one of Joy Behar's feet.
That's right. Joy Behar is the biggest bag in the world. What can we do for you? Dave, you're a caller.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mike. I wanted to correct you. It's the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills. It would be a FDIC-regulated institution.
Oh, is that what the bank was on the Beverly Hills?
Yeah, I thought it was Beverly Hills Savings and Loan.
No, I know it's Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills.
Now, Rob fed me that one, so you got to take it up with him.
You know what? I defer if you're that sure about it. I mean, I'm not
around. It's the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills?
Yeah, they have the side of the building on the screen before they go to the office. But,
yeah, there's your Beverly Hills trivia. And, Rob, I'm afraid we're going to have to dock you the segment's pay.
Well, thank you for letting me keep my job, even if it's appreciated.
Well, I will take you on your word, sir, and from now on, refer to it as simply the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills.
All right, thank you, Dave.
I don't want you to lose your charter.
I don't want to lose my charter either.
No. Get out of here. Keith in California.
Fine,
my friend, going great. The geography of California.
Okay, Bakersfield is 2 hours north of L.A.
Okay.
And Fresno is close to 2 hours north of Bakersfield. And then another 2 and 2.5 north to Sacktown.
But would you say Fresno is in Northern California?
I would
say, at least on the way that our stations in California are set up, all roads, and don't take this the wrong way, guys, all roads lead to Sacramento.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah,
since in California, Sacramento is our biggest market.
Right.
It's like 2 million people in Sacramento. Mm. So you'd have to say, geographically or not, in California, for the Don and Mike show, all roads lead to Sacramento. That's the biggest outlet we have in California.
Fresno is 4 hours north of L.A.?
I
think you said 2 hours.
No,
it's 2 hours north of Bakersfield.
Oh, okay.
Bakersfield is 2 hours north of L.A.
That's right. Which means I do my remedial math, I get 4 hours north of Los Angeles is where Fresno is.
And Sacramento is, not in dog years, but how many years away from, and not evolutionary years, but how many, driving you?
6 hours, right?
6 hours.
I always like to educate myself about our cities. What is Fresno known for?
I know.
What is it?
Gang violence.
No, I think isn't it agricultural as well? Don't they grow grapes in Fresno?
No, Rob. No,
all through the valley.
No, gang violence is what's known for in Fresno.
gangs picking grapes.
All right, see you later. Goodbye.
Bye, guys, later.
According to this Pioneer map, Fresno is actually part of Southern California.
Hello, Steve, also from California. Steve, this is the Don and Mike Show.
And yet they have a northern attitude.
Hello.
Hi, guys. I want to know if you lump... I want to ask Rob and Mike, if they lump San Francisco in with Sacramento.
Oh, now, you know what? Hold on.
No, I don't.
I did forget that we are technically on in San Francisco, even more on a station.
In San Francisco. Tom.
We're on, even though we're on a station no one listens
My
to.
My cousin and his wife and his and their baby, their new baby, live in San Francisco, so that's family. I cannot lump them into the Sacramento quadrant.
Thank you, Mike.
You're more than welcome, sir.
Hey, meanwhile, what am I, chopped liver? I love all of you people. I love
Don has expressed a desire to live out in Sacramento.
I would retire to Sacramento.
I like it there.
What are you doing? Like, you're making the puke sound effect?
You'd retire to Sacramento?
I've said it before. Except for the areas of town that I've been to that appear to be nothing but that stucco, that
right.
Mexican, everything looks like Taco Bell in the 1970s.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Except for those areas, which all seem to be near KHTK radio, right. Our radio station. Mm-hmm. When we've been tooling around there, yes, I think Sacramento's a fantastic city.
There you go.
I really
palm
do.
Palm trees, proximity to the ocean and to the mountains.
How close is the ocean?
Like an hour away or so?
Hour and a half away.
90 minutes to Reno?
Sacramento, yeah. You're never more than an hour and a half away from anything. And here's the thing about Sacramento.
But you're an hour and a half away from anything.
Here's the thing about Sacramento. It's and I like Baltimore equally uh-huh. well, but Sacramento is Baltimore. I do like Baltimore.
It's the West Coast Baltimore.
Yeah, except it's
Baltimore. No, it's not. It's not
no,
that.
No, it is because, listen to me, hear me out on this. Both cities have an incredible inferiority complex.
Yes, you're right
yes.
about that. That's yes. the similarity.
And of the two, the weather kicks ass in Sacramento all the time.
Yeah, yeah. The weather is much better.
Mm-hmm. Which is why I'd end up going. Another point.
No football team in Sacramento.
That's true, Rob.
Let's go around and think of our affiliates, really seriously. If you were to pick a place where you want to live out your days, the end of your DJ days,
okay.
Dom would pick Sacramento. Where would you
pick? Well, now, Mike, hold on. Now, Tampa Bay's on the list now
Tampa
as well.
Tampa Bay's in
okay.
play. All right.
So my top would be Sacramento, Tampa Bay, and because I'm crazy, like Green Bay or Madison, Wisconsin is my third choice. Just because I used to live there, and I like it.
You're from Wisconsin.
I think Las Vegas.
Vegas.
I mean, it's a happening city. It's growing.
Probably. I would go between two cities.
Yeah.
I would go between our new affiliate, Tampa Bay, mm-hmm. and I would spend a lot of time in Portland, Maine. Beautiful Portland,
That is very
Maine.
Nice.
And
Portland,
gorgeous,
Maine is nice.
Gorgeous city.
May I take that as my second?
Yes, absolutely.
Like
very good.
There.
Touché.
Thank you.
Buzz, if you say Wichita, I'm going to shoot you.
Okay, then I won't.
No,
I think Tampa would be my first choice
it's your
because
home,
of the weather.
It's your hometown,
right.
but of all the cities we broadcast to, if you could move to one of them.
Yeah, when I grow up, I want no winter, so I'd go to Tampa. There you go.
Okay, but here's the deal, guys.
Mm-hmm.
We got nothing in Tampa. We got nothing in Tampa. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We're starting over on a station down there.
Yeah, I mean, we've got loyal, wonderful people that listen to this show in Sacramento.
For over 10 years.
Yes.
For over 10 years.
Well, that's true. That would be my second choice.
So,
but I wouldn't base it on that.
Well,
I wouldn't want to be pestered. Haven't we done well in Portland, Maine? The little affiliate
we
don't give enough attention to on this broadcast.
Right. Yeah, we do great there. Sure.
And they have an international jet board.
They do.
And Portland, Maine rocks.
Some killer wheelchairs that when we were so hungover, we were drag racing into their airport
That's
one
right.
morning.
That is just a gorgeous city. I think one of the most beautiful small cities in America.
Mm. And I like where we live right now. I like D.C. Who doesn't like it? We've been here for 20 years. Who doesn't like it here?
I like D.C. I just wish I'd chosen to live somewhere closer to everything.
It's gotten very congested.
It's gotten congested everywhere.
I got plenty of room.
And if we're leaving your city out, bear with us, we don't know it yet.
Or maybe
we know it too well.
Or if we're leaving your country out.
Now let me say this,
Canada.
Let me say this as I look at this list. Where would I not live?
Uh-huh.
And running the risk of alienating the people listening in these following cities?
Don't take this personally.
Don't take this personally, please.
In the spirit in which it is offered.
Wichita.
Second, I'm proud to be from there.
You're from there.
Yes.
I
don't like tornadoes.
Also, I'd have
That's
to...
That's it. I like the people in Wichita.
I'd have to say...
Me too.
I really do.
I remember you on Wichita television when they asked you, what's your favorite thing about Wichita?
The people.
But I do. I really do.
Good.
Sons of the soil.
Gosh. Maybe Des Moines. I can't imagine that's exciting.
Oh, I would live in Des Moines. That would not be one that I would throw away. Iowa people are phenomenal. Great people.
How about Buffalo?
Buffalo, I'd live in Buffalo.
I'd live in Buffalo before I'd live in any of these other cities that we're talking about now that I wouldn't live in.
It's a nasty winter, but again, it's a really cool town.
I hear it's a party town.
They got a lot of bars in Buffalo.
I'm waiting for an affiliate city that I would really say that I wouldn't want to live in.
Okay.
You got the list in front of you.
I do, and I'm looking. I want to see. Warren, Ohio.
I don't think I'd want to live there.
Rice and beans.
Rob. How about now? We've had the pleasure of visiting this tiny hamlet, the armpit of Louisiana, Lafayette, Louisiana. Do you remember how humid it was down there?
I could live in Lafayette.
I'd be there.
If it was air conditioned, if you promised me air conditioned, I would live there.
The culture, the music, the food, I could live there.
And I dig Austin. I like Austin, Texas, too.
And I've never been, but I'm gonna.
Well, they won't hear it till tomorrow, Buzz. So don't bother.
I don't want to live in Houston.
You're pretty ramped up about this. Rob is practically bouncing out of his shoes right now.
But it just occurred to me that we are on in Houston now, and I would not want to live there.
I second that.
I'd go to Houston.
It's warm.
I'd go except if they're having a Super Bowl.
Friends,
Jim Nance, what, you're not enjoying your time in Houston? No, Houston's an armpit.
It's awful spread out, friends.
I'm glad our show is on there. Glad you enjoy it there. I hope that someday you're able to leave Houston and go somewhere else where you can hear this show.
Very friendly people in Houston.
That's awful. I shouldn't have said that. I really shouldn't have said that. Didn't mean that.
Yeah, Houston be top of my list.
What?
Top of, I just, I don't, I'm nervous about saying it about any city, affiliate city, especially a new one, but that would be the top of my list where I would want to live.
Where, Houston?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Here is some guy named Rob. Hello, Rob. Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, how you doing?
How you doing, my friend?
Hey, you could live in Salt Lake City next door to Ken Jennings, Jeopardy champion.
Get out of here.
Salt Lake City is a beautiful city. You've been there, Don, right?
Yeah.
I've flown into the airport.
It's not my bag, baby.
No.
Oh,
I think
on.
I'm a bit too progressive for Salt Lake City. Even me, even the new toned down me.
You can smuggle in some Pepsi and Coke? Come on.
Smuggle in. Remember.
There are secret stashes of that.
I know I've told you this before, but it's so funny. This is before anybody was syndicated on the radio. There was no such thing as satellite radio. I was working at WPGC in Washington, and they owned a station in Salt Lake City, K92.
Right.
So they said, we're going to syndicate your show. And here's how they were going to syndicate it. They would take my show from the night before, records and all, put it in a box, send it to the radio station. Then the radio, I would sit in a room, and I would, instead of saying WPGC, I would go, K92, and they would splice this in, and it took them like 3 hours to put a stupid top 40 show together that seemed to never make sense, but for whatever reason, they flew me out there one time, and I was touring, I think, Provo, where Brigham Young University is, and they brought me by, and there were all these people that listened to the station, and they said, oh, we're so excited to meet you. Where do you live? Where do you live? Do you live in the Provo area? Do you live in the...
Right.
And while I was thinking, God, you people are so stupid, you don't even know the show is taped, I made the mistake of saying, I'm dying of thirst. Where can I get a Coke? Now, this was back in 1980.
Right.
And they said, oh, if you want a Coke, we got to take you out of town to get one of those.
Wow.
And because I got this thing about caffeine, at least back then, Salt Lake City was very uptight about caffeine. Mm. I took a one-hour car drive with guys out into the middle of nowhere to get a six-pack of Coors beer way back in the day. And then they wanted me, the trick was you fly me in, and I do the show from there.
Right.
So that they really think that it's live every night. Mm-hmm. And it was around the time of Who Shot Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the first...
JR, you mean?
Right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Right. Yeah, Who Shot JR on Dallas. One of the first things I did, hey, K92, the hit music is Don Geronimo. Who do you think shot JR? I don't know. We'll find out together. And whether, you know, here the Bay City Rollers in Provo. Anyway, hotline rings. I pick it up. It's the program director. Hey, what's happening? He says, listen, they don't run Dallas. We don't run Charlie's Angels. We don't run Dallas. We don't run Saturday Night Live. Wow. There are some nights we don't run The Tonight Show. Now, and this was back Johnny Carson Tonight Show, and I realize I'm talking now. That was 1980. It's now 24 years later.
Yes, well, maybe things have changed.
Well, obviously, they've changed somewhat. Our show
is
on.
I bet you can get Coca-Cola there.
Yeah. I also bet. I bet you can get...
You really couldn't get a Coca-Cola?
I've seen a Mormon fall off the wagon and have a Pepsi, though.
You could.
I witnessed it with my own eyes.
I am telling you, I swear to Christ, 24 years ago, I was in the radio station.
Mm-hmm. And wouldn't that Mormon guy that's on Jeopardy not be allowed in the old days because it's like gambling?
Maybe not. Maybe
it's a game of skill as opposed to a game of chance for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the Coca-Colas or the Pepsis or Dr. Peppers, whatever, I remember asking in the radio station, mm-hmm. where's the Coke machine? Oh, we don't have one. I said, wait a minute, hold on.
You have to drink the water from the pump well. It's in the back.
You got a room that's about as big as a shoebox and a guy screaming his head off into a microphone playing awful records.
Yep, wow.
And you're not even going to allow him to have caffeine?
No, we have soup for you.
Soup.
Here's some soup for you. Eat some tomato soup.
So then I get in a car with these guys and we go in the middle of the desert like we're buying heroin or something. And it's a six-pack of Coors and we're sitting outside and really in the middle of nowhere. And these interns from this radio station were all giggly like, you're so scary. I can't believe this. We're drinking beer.
We're drinking beer.
You're drinking beer. God. Well, yeah, it's changed. I'm sure.
Wow. I wonder how much. I bet there's certain areas that are... I'd love to hear from people out there.
Hello, Dean. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, Don, you know, you're talking about the football teams, not in Sacramento, but we do have two that are just... West Sacramento, you got the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I know.
The 49ers.
I know, the 49ers, they're super. I know. But,
both my
It's a Sacramento phone.
That's right.
Sacramento cell phone.
Sir, listen, it's not really that important.
Dink.
And I've lived without pro football here in Washington. How long is Dan Snyder on the team? I've lived without pro football for 5 years in the town that I live in.
But I should tip your hand about some kind words you had for Joe Gibbs. You're kind of pulling for old Joe Gibbs.
Oh, who can't?
Well, sure.
I mean, I hate Snyder, but God, Joe Gibbs is the best.
Yeah.
And it's exciting to have him back as coach of the Redskins.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's the one move that
the injury-riddled Washington Redskins.
It's the one move that little Danny Snyder could make that would make guys like me get off his ass.
Right.
Like, okay.
Right.
You hired the best guy of all time. I agree. He's the best guy. I'm excited about the Redskins this year.
I hope, I wish this year for no shots of him in the owner's box. I hope he goes to the back and says, I just don't want to watch him.
Hold on. Here's an update, Mike, about...
Little man.
Pepsi, Coca-Cola in Utah. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, you know, when Pepsi and Coke came out with their caffeine-free drinks, uh-huh. All the Mormon Pepsi and Coke drinkers came out of the closet then.
When it was caffeine-free?
Uh-huh. Yeah, when they were all drinking it anyway, but then when the caffeine-free stuff came out, you'd start to see them walking around with it.
So if you go to the average grocery store and say Provo, which is, I guess, is that the...
suburb.
Is that the center of the Mormon culture in...
that's where Brigham Young is.
Utah?
Yeah. No. Salt Lake City is the center. The problem is... Provo's about 35 miles south of Salt Lake City.
But that's where the college is, right?
Well, it's the home of BYU.
Right.
That's where they're all trying to live the perfect life.
So that's where you would be likely to go into a grocery store and not see caffeinated products?
Well, back then, not now.
Not now, they have everything
now.
Okay, well then look at, they've changed for the better. And as I mentioned...
They sell beer now?
This show is... hello? Do they?
Right, that's where...
Hello?
He's listening to himself on the radio.
There you go. He's gone.
That's forbidden. That is forbidden to do that.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Larry. Hey, Larry.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi, we're doing great.
I love your show down here in Tampa on the Buzz. 10:10 a.m.
Very good.
Thank you, Larry.
Hey, everybody's in the buzz around here. The football training camp starts in 2 days over in Disney, and we're hoping the Bucks do real well. And I don't know if you know it, but your first round draft pick injured his knee in practice today. So
Mike told me that guy Sean Taylor did. The Redskins
got his knee blown up, not badly, hopefully.
No. And I agree with you. Joe Gibbs is just a class act. When he left football, won the NASCAR, he brought that to another level.
There's nothing better.
Even though he's a Redskins coach, I still
can't. Listen,
4:30.
Let me just say what I think that guy was feeling. That, really, and I feel the same way. There's no better time right now because there are some teams that are in training camp now.
Yes.
Games start, the fake games that nobody but asses like me watch, start in 2 weeks.
I mean, 72 hours to the trading deadline.
I cannot wait. Oh, you're talking about Major League Baseball, Mike?
Yeah, I'm very curious to see what's going to happen. This is it. This is when you're going to see trades. It's going to happen now. Okay. And you know what's forbidden in Tampa?
What?
Behaving.
Here's James in Provo, Utah. James.
Gentlemen, how are you guys today?
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you.
You know, I tell you, first off, you guys, they call this area south of Salt Lake City Happy Valley. and it is that just for that reason. I mean, you know, you can go to the stores and you'll find, you know, your Cokes and all that kind of good stuff, but they won't sell regular beer here. Their beer is all watered down. It's all 3-2.
Near beer.
So, was it near beer? Oh, yeah, I remember near beer.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's exactly what it is. I mean, you know, it's a little bit stronger, I guess, than near beer, but it's only 3% alcohol.
Right.
If you want to get real beer and real liquor and stuff like that, you have to go to one of their nightclubs here in the area, and they all have this thing to get around the state liquor laws. They all say they're a private club for members. So that's you know, you have to pay like crazy. $5 for this card. And
so, I mean, you can walk in right off the street and just buy a membership card, right?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, but it's a little bass-ackwards.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's funny that, you know, this area here is really so damn conservative. I went over here to a Chili's one time during the NBA Finals, and the place was packed. And I realized that I was the only guy sitting at the bar watching the game that actually had a beer.
So you can actually. Oh, you mean like people at Chili's in the sports bar area of Chili's? They were sitting watching the Utah Jazz, whatever you're watching, but they're having like soft drinks.
They were having their soft drinks, their lemonades or whatever. I swear, but they were not having any. I was the only guy with a big tall beer star.
All right, wait a minute. Wait, so you go into the Chili's and the beer you get is that same near beer stuff?
Most of it is, but they actually have some that is a little stronger. They have some local brew stuff that is actually a little bit stronger. It's funny, if you get it in a bottle, they get some of their stuff from the liquor stores, and it actually has the little liquor store tag on it, so you can differentiate which one it's from.
Talking about bass backwards.
It's a trip. And then the other thing you were talking about several months ago, I think it was, you were talking about some of the nude places here in Salt Lake City.
Dude, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They have a 3-foot rule, and they all wear pasties.
Okay,
a 3-foot rule with pasties.
3 feet of the dancers.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
That's a guy that
jammed a lot of information into a very brief call.
Appreciate it. Having heard all that, kiss my happy valley. How can this show, even our new Tone Down show, how can this possibly still be on the air in Salt Lake City if you can't go? Can I? Listen, I don't want to flip any of you Salt Lake City types out, but
you can't get within 3 foot of your radio at any time.
Today,
3 feet, I should say.
Today, before the show, when I was up in the office, not that I have a problem or anything, and I don't. It's just it's the way I cope. I wanted to make sure that I didn't.
What do you have in your satchel? He's going into his satchel. Oh, there it is.
My gigantic 180 proof imported from Holland 750 liters of beautiful effing vodka.
There it is.
Wow. I'll give them a plug because they sent us a case of the stuff for free, and I realized I'm running low. Tonight's family movie night, or at least the last I heard it was family movie night.
There's
in my home.
There's your medicine.
So you
probably need that.
Think about this in Salt Lake City as you got to drive to some crusty bar and buy a membership card to drink some watered down, what might as well be mule. You know, from a mule. You know what I got right here?
What?
Look at this.
You got 100% hooch.
And you know where I had it? In our office. Right? Sitting on top of a file cabinet. You know why it's sitting there? So I don't have to take my lazy ass to the liquor store after the show.
That is wonderful.
Wonderful. There it is, right there. Right in my bag.
That's a thought for our new office.
Ready to go home. A mini bar.
Just a little bitty. Even though you and I really don't imbibe before the show, wouldn't it be great
for entertaining?
Just have it in there for show. Have all the rail drinks up there and just a real little bar with mixers, little mini refrigerator.
Well, you know, we have a little refrigerator and we have lots of liquor in my office.
Right now, BA is probably going out of her mind. Yeah. She's going, no!
Oh, he needs an ice bucket.
She's already flipping out about the couches and the TVs and for the office, for the decoration of the office.
That's right. We're going to be taking care of that today.
Oh, you and she are going to take care of that.
Yeah, I told her. I'll talk to her during the breaks and we're going to get the proper love seat selected.
Love sweets.
I did want to mention that, that last night I watched Bill. Get some of the Bill O'Reilly tapes, please. I watched, my son and I last night watched Bill O'Reilly when he had Michael Moore on.
I've heard
and
that.
And I don't mean Michael Moore on, you know what I mean. Yes. I mean Michael Moore on the
I
show.
Heard that was quite controversial.
It was, I'll say, you know what, I'm on Michael Moore's side to begin with.
Right.
Mean, take politics out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bill O'Reilly's a fake newsman.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, Michael Moore is whatever he is, but he's not as bad as Bill O'Reilly, at least in my book. So I watched this thing, and my son actually helped me come up with a very interesting angle on why Bill O'Reilly is such a freaking weasel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
okay.
That he's doing a show from the convention. Mm-hmm. It's obvious that it's live.
Right.
And one of the first lies that he threw out was, hey, it's Bill O'Reilly, and before you call and complain that we should be running the convention, I want you to know that that big fat ass, he didn't say fat ass, but yeah, it was less than complimentary, you know, Mr. I don't do anything, Ted Kennedy, he's not even speaking, so don't worry, you're not missing anything. Meanwhile, I turn on CNBC.
He's talking?
Of course. It's Ted Kennedy.
So you catch him in a lie.
Giving a speech at the exact same moment.
Right.
So I'm watching, waiting for this, and Ben Affleck is on, and, you know, why Ben Affleck is the first guest, I don't know.
Well, just go and, home.
And he's kissing Bill O'Reilly's ass. Like, you know, stupid Ben Affleck, who's, I guess, standing up for, he's supposed to be for us, for the Democrats.
Yeah, he's a Maryland. Yeah.
He's going, well, I really don't have a lot to say bad about Bush or Kerry. I just think, you know, Kerry would do a better job. Didn't my tie look nice? I wanted to marry Jay. I was daredevil. You know, why is this guy being interviewed about politics?
It's scary. It's because, you know, everybody loves a movie star.
But anyway, so O'Reilly gives him the whole thing. Hey, now you're okay. You're a stand-up guy for coming on the show. He said, now coming up, filmmaker Michael Moore.
Right.
So we're waiting and waiting and waiting, and then when the segment finally comes on, my kid says to me, hey, Dad, this interview isn't live. And I say, oh, no, they've built this, you know, the no holds barred. He said, do you remember when Bill O'Reilly was talking to the guy? I said, yeah. He said, see that clock in the corner? Because it's the Fleet Center in Boston. The right. clock where it said 8:16, which was the current time
right.
that this interview was being broadcast, the one with Ben Affleck. Well, they ran the Michael Moore interview real time on the air at 8:45, yet the clock in the scene behind them said 7:30.
Really?
So, I know it's taped. And really at this point, I can't say that O'Reilly's cheated anybody because technically, he's running it live on tape. As far as I could tell, nothing was edited. He made a big point of saying that he wasn't going to edit anything.
Probably tough to hack it up.
And they both got their jibes in. I thought Michael Moore won, but you know O'Reilly is crafty.
Yes.
But here's why he's a bastard. They get done. Michael Moore gets off the best line I think of the night, where he says, "Would you send your kid to Fajita, Iraq? I want to say Fajita, Iraq.
Right.
Would you send your kid to Fajita, Iraq?" And O'Reilly goes, "Well, I don't." And Michael Moore gets that pushy way. He goes, "Would you send your kid?" And then O'Reilly says, "No, but I would go." And Michael Moore turns to the camera and goes, "What? You would go? Let's enlist him now. Let's get this guy signed up and get him over there." And then O'Reilly says, "Okay, you're a good man, Michael Moore. Thanks for coming on the show." They shake hands. During the same, they don't break for commercial.
Right.
They cut then to a shot of Bill O'Reilly, obviously live. What you've just seen is a taped piece, taped an hour earlier.
Right.
On this fair and balanced show. Now that Michael Moore's not there and he doesn't have to look him in the face,
right.
He says, "Well, our thanks to Michael Moore. I told you that I'd give you that interview, and it would be absolutely as happened."
Uh-huh.
You heard it. And then he spent the next 3 minutes discussing everything that Michael Moore said that was wrong.
That is his strategy.
Right.
And it was just
that's what he does. Yeah.
So, even with graphics, so incredibly unfair. And I would feel this way if I was on Michael Moore's side or on Bill O'Reilly's side. It's just, you invite the guy on. Mm-hmm. You two have had this fight in the media for a year.
Well, this doesn't surprise you. This is what, I mean,
no,
this, is what he does. This is what the factor does.
Yeah, but no, I guess I don't watch it enough.
Oh, my God. That's his total strategy. That's like, what he does.
So he gets done with the guy, and he, like, shakes hands and says, "You're okay. You're a stand-up guy.
Right.
Thanks for coming on the show."
That's all in the interest of time. And when he's saying, "Hey, we're almost out of time. We've only got time. You have the last word on this." And then You know, he'll have the last word.
Right.
It's amazing. Yeah, it really is.
Graphic. But it was obvious that it had been taped, put in there, and then he has had time not only to gauge the reaction of Michael Moore and what he has said,
right,
but to figure out what he would have said if he had had either the Stones or just was thinking.
If he wanted to carry on the debate. And, yeah. and I was listening to O'Reilly on his radio show, which happens to be heard on our station here in Washington, and he was talking about how it was, what was he accusing Michael?
Screw the establishment, use drugs, get a gun, call women bitches, hoes, disrespect everybody, and you'll still do okay.
What he was really doing was slamming Michael Moore's intelligence.
Uh-huh.
That's what Bill O'Reilly was running down today. And it's just, it's great to do that after the fact.
Hold on, I got an O'Reilly fan. If I could just, he wants to yell at me for a second. Mark.
Yes. Don, you're absolutely wrong. I'm sorry. When O'Reilly came on last night, he said you weren't missing anything because Ted Kennedy was speaking. He was saying it in jest as though, who's missing anything that Ted Kennedy
Excuse me, so I guess that I just didn't get the... He needs a laugh track then, because I'm telling you, I think I got a pretty good caustic sense of humor. I didn't get that.
Oh, so you said that because Ted Kennedy is speaking.
Yeah, all right,
anything.
So...
You're not missing anything. That's
so big deal.
He said that Kennedy was speaking, and Second of all, he did say that the Michael Moore tape, he had spoken for earlier, and they would play the tape unedited.
Time out. I'll give you that. I can see that, even if he announced it, because I didn't watch the whole show. But what an absolute coward move. You get somebody on, somebody who you've been feuding with publicly, you say you're going to lay everything out on the table, then after the interview's done, and when the guy's gone,
right,
that's when you pile on.
Yeah, well, that's what he does. I mean, that's the strategy, and that's what he's done forever.
And what's the response to that?
And he was...
I'll tell you what the response is to that. I'm going to do it to you just like O'Reilly. That last caller we had, mm-hmm, he was a buffoon. He was an idiot. He didn't know what he was talking about. He never should have been born. He never should have been created.
He accused Michael Moore of being a master manipulator on his radio show today. And if you want to talk about the pot calling the kettle black, pretty amazing.
The caller picked on your small points and not the important ones.
Mm-hmm. Bill?
You're going to fail in life.
Well, now, would you knock it off?
I'm a karma kind of guy.
I know you kind of guy,
a wind chime kind of guy. That's me.
Listen, I know you are, Bill, but I'm talking about you and Michael Moore last night.
I am so senile, I don't know what I'm talking about.
I know that, but Bill?
I want food. I want beer. I want porn movies. I want internet games. I want to cut people's heads off.
Okay, now listen, can we please talk about Michael Moore?
When I was a younger guy, once in a while, I would go in and rent Cave of Lust.
What about Michael Moore?
I believe in beating a child.
Bill,
I am so boring.
I would agree. Listen, Bill, we've got to end.
Yeah, I'm on my knees most of the time.
Finally, can we end? Can we end on a positive note?
We're going to see to it that you die.
Wow. I'd like to point out, Don, that no editing was done.
Young girl's dead. I'm responsible.
We haven't done any selective editing.
No, we have.
I'm an incompetent boob.
We are having an exclusive interview right now with Bill O'Reilly.
Hey, Dick, you're a moron.
Now, watch it. I hope you were speaking to President Cheney.
I smoke marijuana every other day.
No editing was done.
Follow me and smoke weed, take pills, drop out of school, kill people and drink.
Bill, you're crazy. And again, this is my complaint. If you would only be this way on your TV show, I wouldn't have to criticize
you. I'm gay, so I want, you know, gay marriage, so I can do X, Y, and Z.
Okay, let's stop. Seriously, what about your kids?
You go right ahead and make out in front of my 3-year-old daughter. Go right ahead and do that.
Wow. Okay. He's a surprising man. Complicated.
Finally, Bill, can we at least agree on something? Here it is, July 28th. It's less than 5 months till Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Can't we at least leave this in a holiday frame of mind?
Yeah, because we'll
have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk to him at Christmas time.
There he is.
Oh, hello.
There he is. So anyway, that was fun to watch last night.
Yeah,
fun to watch. And oh, hold on. What's this one?
Four German guys leap over the counter and pound me.
That was, I think he was talking about a vacation.
And, oh, one last call here from Oakland, California, getting back to the cities. Mike, who's listening to us in Oakland, does have a fact. I believe, was it Fresno, California?
A couple of things. Well, Fresno is known and was written about by Herb Kane as the Velveeta capital of the world. They also produce artichokes and honey, and they brand.
Rob Velveeta.
Velveeta.
Oh, Velveeta and artichokes.
They had a failed miniseries. I think it had Carol Burnett in it called Fresno on CBS.
Velveeta and artichokes will keep you regular.
Velveeta and artichokes, I imagine, is probably what Carol Burnett's dry cleaning smells like.
Let me say something. Michael Moore, Bill O'Reilly was claiming that the reason they booked Michael Moore is they found him walking on a street outside the convention, and they just went up to him, which sounded, suspect.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye. Okay.
Speaking of Velveeta,
I believe it.
Bye. Now, there's a real cheesehead.
Would you like some Velveeta on your artichoke?
Okay, time out. I'll get to Stump the Joe. I want to call our general manager here at WJFK, our flagship station, Alan Limelund, to see if he would like to come in to join us for the next segment, which will be one of our great bits where we are on Allen FM.
Yallen FM.
And somebody we're calling, some guy that's...
A lady.
He'll be a guest.
Who's got the world's smallest cat. It'll be the first ever interview on the Yallen FM.
Down line ones, Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK Radio.
Yeah.
I'm unavailable right now.
I know he's here, though. But he's just ducking the call. I asked Beth Ann to ask him, and he said something like he's...
Hello?
Terribly busy.
Hello?
Have you talked to Alan since you asked him to come in and be on Alan FM?
It is 3:40, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to break now, so tell him, 10 minutes. Come on in.
He's up to his ears, but I'll go tell him.
I know. Ask him, please.
I'm very busy for
Alan FM, raking in the money. Alan FM. And tell him now really the time of this show that he likes the best. Commercial time. Bye, B.A.
Bye.
Bye.
Get right to those commercials, Don.
I will, Yallen. I'm Yallen FM. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It does. BMW and Apple have created the first seamless integration of iPod. Pod, not pod.
If you're in Boston, you'd say pod.
PAWED. And your automobile, iPod and automobile.
Integrating your iPod into your BMW is as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Create up to 5 playlists on your iPod. Now I said iPad. For your BMW using iTunes.
Plug your iPod into your iPod connected cable in your BMW's glove box to experience the best sound quality on wheels.
Play your own music, navigate through tracks in your BMW playlist, even adjust the volume with the fully integrated steering wheel control function and stereo controls. Of course, Mike, play it wicked loud.
You can skip between tracks, shuffle a playlist, scan for a song if you like, or play the contents of your iPod library without taking your hands off the wheel, which I like.
We are supposed to ask Buzz. Buzz got to drive one of these cars for a few weeks now. It's not in the commercial, an actual line. Buzz, how did you like it?
Well, I think
Go to iPodYourBMW.com today.
What was that, Buzz?
I think the thing that I...
Next time, Buzz.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, boy, there goes that rock man again.
That's not rock. It's okay if you only know 3 chords, but God, put them in the right order.
That noise has been giving Nancy headaches all week. Then yesterday, her back broke out in scratch marks.
Well, I'll go over and straighten them out.
The Don and Mike Show. Proof that comedy doesn't need to be funny.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey. Elvis.
Lord Almighty.
Lord. Hello.
Hey.
Is this you?
This is me,
Bubba.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Oh, listen, I was just having a private conversation with my wife. I'll make this public, just this part. Family movie night is off for tonight.
Yeah, but that's all right. It was a last-minute idea, and I will plan it more in advance.
Reschedule.
So, it's not a problem.
It's been rescheduled because I believe the battle between my wife and my son is finally starting to melt.
I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping. I'm planning family movie night.
That's great. I know you are, and it's too bad he couldn't make it tonight for the first family movie night you planned.
Just couldn't make it on time.
It was last minute. He's a very social man. Mm-hmm. I understand that. I don't have a problem with that.
All right. Good job.
You gave me a very apologetic, and plenty of notice, considering that I just thought of it this morning. So
there you go.
You don't try and stir up anything. Everything's fine.
I'm not. No. I was just pointing out that there will be no family movie night tonight and that things between you and Bart seem to be okay.
There's no reason why it can't be romantic movie night.
Hey.
Only if I'm by myself. You know, I don't like watching those movies with you.
Not. I know you won't watch those movies, but we can watch a romantic movie, something, or I can get a funny movie. It could be comedy, or it could be just game night, me and you.
Why don't you watch something in the upper 500s together?
Oh, we don't do that. And I don't want it to be game night. I hate playing games. Why can't we Yahtzee?
How about mind games?
Or maybe I'll play the Rob game, not Yahtzee. Rob's out and I play Nazi, not Yahtzee.
Nazi, 50 points.
All the dice are white.
Listen, we'll figure it out what to do tonight.
You play blackjack. There's certain games you like.
Yeah, well, how do I put this delicately?
If only there was a casino in the neighborhood.
Yeah, right. Right. If only if you want to go to Atlantic City, I'll do it, baby. Listen, I just want to tell you, I love you. And don't worry about this thing with the movie night tonight, because everything's cool.
No, do I sound worried?
No, you know, I was just talking to you off the air to make sure you weren't. And now, listen, really focus on the task at hand. I'm not going to give out any details, but go out there and be Martha Stewart. Go get it done.
I am, but right now I'm going on my way to get a manicure. First things first.
Honey, okay, all right.
Lady has to look good.
Okay, all right, get out of here. That's my wife. She's a businesswoman now.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. She's a businesswoman.
Martha would get her nails done first.
Mm-hmm. She's a businesswoman.
Then go to
And speaking of movies, I went to see your Bourne Supremacy last night.
Did you like it or didn't
Loved
like it?
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed
Pretty
it.
Good, wasn't it?
It was great. I love the, you know, I mean, well, I like the first one, too, you know, when he was shooting his webs and stuff. No,
but you're funny.
It was fun. It was, you know, it was.
So you didn't like it?
No, I liked it. I stayed for the whole time. Uh-huh. It was frantic. I the same reason you didn't like NYPD Blue the very first time
the
it came out.
Shaky camera
to the point of nausea a couple of times. I wanted to see, but boy, those car chases were pretty intense. And I love Matt Damon. I really like Matt Damon. I mean, no. You got it. God, he's fantastic at the end. He's just so manly.
You know who I found myself attracted to?
Who would that be?
You know the big fat guy that like worked for the CIA and that the guy that was in the first one too.
The floppy guy.
Yeah,
the floppy British actor.
The guy that ends up.
He ends up doing that thing. I like neither Joan Allen too.
So now imagine this: when Fried and I went to see that over the weekend, and we went to a theater where a lot of people were whispering very loudly.
Right.
The scene where Matt Damon's coming down the hallway.
I'm deep behind laughing at the sloppy guy. Because he's super, like he stands out as being so sloppy.
Oh, he's the biggest, fattest. How did he ever get in the movie?
He's just so sloppy.
Robbie Coltrane, is that the guy's name?
He might be, yeah.
Anyway, there's a scene where they're pretty sure he's going to off himself. And as it turns out, he doesn't off himself in the scene. But the guy, as they're walking, as Matt Damon opens the door, the guy says, when he goes in there, the guy's going to be dead. The guys could have shot him, and they open the door, and of course, and the guy's just sitting there having a drink.
Oh, I hate that. That would have killed me. I had talkers, but they were, you got me so oversensitized to
talking good.
All of us. They have a thing now in the theater that I go to, I think it's called the 20, and it's a 20-minute, if you get to the theater 15, 20 minutes early, they run stuff, which I think is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind talking. That's okay that you're talking to that. But the loud talking, you know, why does someone have to have a conversation? I told her I couldn't believe that, and I wasn't really, and it was obviously a first day, hold on everything. Oh, hold on.
Oh, Alan was here for Yallin FM. Hey, Alan.
Yallin FM.
Just kind of padding there. Here is Alan Linewand, our general manager.
Hi, Alan.
Hi.
Don't you look comfortable?
Ah, you like this chair?
You changed your position.
Yes, we've changed positions.
We had to reconfigure what with the computers.
Couldn't see him.
Now,
variety is the spice of life, Alan.
Hey, bud.
Now,
hey,
perhaps you're aware of the new, you know, there was a radio station in Atlanta that changed to Dave FM.
Yes.
There's a radio format called Bob FM. There's Jack FM.
Yep.
And now on our show, we've started something called Alan FM.
Yallin FM. Mm-hmm.
Yallin FM.
Wow.
And we wanted you to be here for the kickoff, and being as you're Alan, it's a format based on you.
Yeah.
Jump in whenever you like.
All right.
Absolutely.
I think you're going to like
the exciting.
You
can help.
I think you're going to like the format.
That'll be a first.
And this is not one of those things, I swear to God, where we're going to leave and lock the door and leave you in here.
No, we're not going to do that.
I swear on my kids' life. We want you in here just to be a part of this. Are you aware of the format of Yallin FM?
You know what? I was out of town on Friday, but I had heard through the grapevine about Yallin.
Yes, it's all commercials all the time.
Yeah. And I did get a message from him on my cell phone.
That's right. Absolutely. So he knows about it.
So we do have an interview. The world's smallest cat weighs only 3 pounds. So if we could now turn on the reverb, the echo. Everybody got echo?
Hello?
Echo.
Hello?
Echo. Alan, do you have Echo?
Yes, I do.
Everybody does. All right, well then, I guess we're ready. I'm going to push the button. We've decided there's no theme.
We need one, though.
Too late now. It's Yellen FM. Hi, I'm Yellen.
And I'm Yellen. Welcome to Yellen FM, all commercials all the time.
And we're joined right now on Yellen FM from Illinois. Here's Kathy and Donna. Hi, Kathy, Donna.
Hi.
Oh, right. It's time to talk kitty cat. Welcome to Yellen FM. As you know, Yellen FM is the station that says all commercials all the time. Kathy and Donna, hold on. We'll be right back.
Sticks. Rock Cafe presents the VH1 Classic Summer Hits Tour.
That's a good one. I'm Yellen. I love the Hard Rock Cafe and I love VH1. It's Yellen FM. Yellen FM time. Time to buy a commercial on radio.
That's right. We play all the commercials all the time, just the way I want it.
Hey, Buzz here on Yellen FM. Very soon, are you going to have news about commercials?
I am. And another music-free commercial set coming up.
On Yellen FM. We're on the phone with Kathy Smith, Dr. Donna Sassman. Hi, welcome to Yellen FM.
I'm Yellen.
And we've got two kitty people on the line. You have the world's smallest cat?
Yes, we do.
Have you ever thought about a commercial product that your cat could endorse?
Yes.
Like Mini Meow Mix? Or Tender Vittles? Any of the
good
fine...
One, Alan. Any, one. Never thought of that.
Any of the fine Purina products?
Yes.
What's your favorite Purina product?
I never tasted them, so I really couldn't tell you which is my favorite.
Hey, you know, I'd love to talk more, but don't we have to play more commercials?
We do. Don't forget the slogan, Yellen FM. All commercials all the time.
Outback Steakhouse, curbside takeaway. When you're in the mood for some Outback food, but you don't have time to sit down.
That's a good one. We're getting lots of requests for that one.
Another fine sponsor on Yellen FM.
Time for something huge. Get ready. Nissan's gone full size. Drive the all-new 2004 Nissan Titan. I do.
That's Larry Michael on Yellen FM. I'm Yellen. Yellen FM time. Time to buy a commercial. We're talking to Kathy and Donna. They have the world's smallest cat on Yellen FM. Is your cat bigger than a penny?
Is he what?
Is he bigger than a penny?
I'm sorry, you're laughing so much. I can't hear you.
Is he bigger than a penny?
Oh, too bad it took that many times. We've got to play more commercials, Yellen.
Yellen FM.
This is a great place to work where you have an engineer who actually has a grill he keeps out back of the radio station ready to grill at all times.
I will say this, Fez. He never had that grill until he heard us talking about grill.
Thanks, Ron and Fez. I wish they'd mentioned the sponsor. It was 10 seconds without hearing the sponsor.
Here's another one.
Johnsonville Broad. Here's another one on Yellen FM.
Outback Steakhouse,
that's our most requested commercial of the day on Yellen FM for the Outback Steakhouse. Say, do you think your cat, the world's smallest cat, would eat at Outback Steakhouse?
I don't know. He probably would. But I'll tell you what, he may be not as big as a penny, but he's worth a whole hell of a lot more than a penny.
Well, I'll tell you this. If he didn't eat an Outback, he could patronize one of the other fine sponsors that advertise on Yellen FM. Yellen FM. Legal ID, Yallan FM, Pennyville. We talk too much, Yellen.
Sticks. Hard Rock Cafe presents the VH1 Classic Summer Hits Tour.
I love the Hard Rock Cafe and I love VH1. It's Yellen FM and we want to welcome in now a very special member of the Yellen FM show. He's the general manager of Yellen FM. He's the genius behind Yellen FM, all commercials all the time. Kathy and Donna, who have the world's smallest cat, say hi to Yellen.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, wish we had more time to talk, but it's time for another commercial break. I'm Yellen FM.
Budweiser True Music supports over 150 of the country's hottest emerging bands.
but we don't help them unload their equipment.
Now it's been a very, very interesting couple of minutes.
I've learned everything I need to know about having a small cat.
Well, we've had Kathy and Donna on the phone. We've gone to the Allen Lines, 1-800-ALWAYS-PAY-RETAIL, and we have your most requested commercial of the hour.
I'm so excited.
On Yellin' FM, let's hear it.
Outback Steakhouse, curbside takeaway. When you're in the mood for some
outback. It's a good one on Yellin' FM.
I love the fine people at Outback Steakhouse and all the other fine sponsors that patronize Yellin' FM.
Tell me something where you girls are located. It's Yellin' FM. Do you have a radio station like Yellin' FM that just says all commercials all the time?
No, we do not. I don't like commercials all the time.
Oh!
Oh. Oh. Sticks. Peter Frampton.
I believe you meant to say you love commercials.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's not right. I'm sorry, our time on Yellin' FM for this interview is going to have to come to an end.
Consider this interview terminated.
And they hung up. They hung up.
There you go.
Well, let's play some bills.
Time for something huge. Get ready. Nissan's gone full size. Drive the all-new 2004 Nissan Titan.
I do.
Thanks, Larry. That's Larry talking about the Nissan Titan here on Yellin' FM. Hey, Alan, let's see if you can guess the next commercial.
Go ahead.
It's a cable network that buys a regular schedule. It's not owned by your company. 5 seconds. Name the network on Yellin' FM.
4...
Basic cable.
3.
Basic cable.
2.
ESPN.
Oh! No prize for Yellin'. The prize for the listeners, it's a commercial for the E Network.
And it's time
tonight
for that.
On E, Meg Ryan on the big screen. She was America's sweetheart.
Everybody had a little crush on her.
Now, get the big pick.
Hey, Alan.
I don't know which I love more, the E Network, the Nissan Titan, or Outback Steakhouse.
How about Anheuser-Busch?
Hey friends, Michelob Light is giving us a minute to reflect on rising to the occasion.
Yeah, Lynn, when did you come up with the idea for a radio station, as incidentally you're really doing on this station, where you just play all commercials all the time? When did the idea come to you, Alan?
Middle of the night.
I wish we had more time to talk, but we've got to play some more commercials now.
Sticks.
Yellin' FM.
He presents the VH1 Classic Summer Hit Tour.
Say, Yellin. Yellin?
Wow, what energy.
It's Yellin' FM.
I love it.
Hey, Yellin.
Yes.
Yes, Yellin.
What's our number one pick to click for the hour?
I'm glad you asked. As requested by ad agencies all over, burning up our lines at 1-800-YPAY-RETAIL. Let's say hi to Bahamas!
Okay, folks, we have completed our ascent and are cruising at 35,000 feet. We've switched the seatbelt sign off, and we've
got a long-distance dedication on Yellin' FM.
Another commercial
from Mr. Spielberg to Mr. Katzenberg. This is DreamWorks! Yay! On Yellin' FM!
I'm sitting on the shores of Mazatlan with Will Ferrell.
It's so damn hot!
It is sizzling, just like your movie, Anchorman.
Oh. Anchorman! Yeah. Great movie, great sponsor!
It's Yellin' FM!
Outback Steakhouse, curbside takeaway.
You gotta play the hits on Yellin' FM.
That's my favorite.
Let's go to the commercial news cubicle. Hey, Buzz Yellin, what do you got for us?
Our top story, Yellin' FM plays the best commercials.
Time for something huge. Get ready. Nissan's gone full size. Drive the all-new 2004 Nissan Titan.
I do.
Thanks, Larry. Here on Yellin' FM.
Yellin' FM. More commercials more often because you asked for it.
We asked you what you want from a radio station, and you said more revenue.
Sticks. Peter Frampton.
Yellin'. How does it feel to be the brainchild of what has turned into a new niche format in America?
It's going to be spread all over.
I wish we had more time to talk, but unfortunately on Yellin' FM, we have to get a few more commercials in. Hello, I said, get more commercials in.
You know, this is a great place to work where you have an engineer who actually has a grill. He keeps out back of the radio station.
How about this one?
It's how you make the most of the moment. Michelob Light. Rise to the occasion.
Yellen FM! More commercials, more often. Here at Yellen FM with our boss, Alan. Yellen, he'll pinch a penny till it turns into a wire.
Outback Steakhouse, curbside takeaway.
That's a popular one on Yellen FM. It's our pick to click this hour on Yellen FM. Yellen, congratulations. The listeners are calling, and they love the format of Yellen FM.
It's the hottest new thing sweeping radio.
And now are you ready for one of our special features on Yellen FM?
Classic.
Time for, you're right, Yellen FM Classic. A classic ad from a classic sponsor.
Look who's here. It's Mr. Clean.
That was fantastic. We can't play all of it because we're not being paid for it.
Giant bomb.
Let's go to a paying customer.
Sticks. Peter Frampton.
Now, really, Alan, isn't this your dream? Wouldn't this really be your dream? That we'd be on here goofing around and it would just be commercials?
Only if you guys were doing it.
Is there any truth to the rumor that you're going to go back to the office right now and actually figure out how you're going to be able to bill Outback Steakhouse the extra money that they got during this segment?
Actually, I'm putting a business plan together for this format.
For Yellen FM.
Okay, folks, we've completed our ascent and are cruising at 35,000 feet.
The Bahamas, a great location for Alan Line. I got a great sponsor. Hi, it's Yellen FM.
More commercials, more often.
Hey, Yellen. Alan, Yellen, can you guess who the number one most requested commercial is in this segment?
Outback Steakhouse.
Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, my God. Oh.
You're dismissed.
Oh, thank you, Alan.
That's great. Come on now, Alan. That's our tribute to you.
Yeah, we're paying all. This is an homage.
I love you guys.
We have more spots than a Dalmatian. Yellen FM. Yellen FM.
Oh. He goes. He's leaving now.
Yeah, there he goes. That was fun.
Wow.
And Rob slammed the door. Wow. Man, oh, man.
And he has to stand there and watch us do this.
Yep. Yes, we enjoyed that.
Sure we did.
Heads on and hey!
Fresh corn on the cob is irresistible, especially at Safeway Snow Prices. This week we got Washington grown Canada number one corn on the cob. Value priced at three cobs for 88.
Now this is a spot.
Sorry about this. I didn't know it was. And goddamn Whitey produced. Commercials.
I don't know if I'm for that on Yellen FM.
Safeway's got everything. It's 88 cents for the corn and everything you need for a super summer barbecue. Charcoal, starter, napkins, and paper plates at Brockett Safeway.
Oh, is that a comedy bit?
America's funniest commercials on Yellen FM.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. And, you know, see, if you can read between the lines with this cutting-edge satire...
What are you saying?
The truth is...
We're aware of things.
That man, Alan Linewan,
right,
made it possible for you to enjoy this radio show less.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because there's just never enough money so we can add more and more commercials to the show to make sure that we make more money.
People might say, Don and Mike, are you biting the hand that feeds you? You bet we are.
It's Yellen FM.
Outback Steakhouse, curbside takeaway. When you're in the mood.
You know, the thing is, we just did this for how long? For
right.
Like 15 minutes?
Yeah, we're going to have to take a break.
Now we have to stop and play 9 minutes of real commercials.
Real, actual
because
commercials.
Because that's the way he set it up in real life.
Hey, rah-rah.
We're really working at Yellen FM.
But the magic here is all those spots are dead.
Meaning they're not
scheduled. Yeah, they're not scheduled to play anymore.
Ah,
so, see, in that way, we turn the tables on, Alan.
That's
because
sure.
Even though we're playing commercials that no longer are relevant.
Warning, Will Robinson, we gave away something for free.
That's the number one thing not to do on Yellen FM.
Amen.
Stand by for Goldie and Tim on Yellen FM.
Time for something huge. Get ready. Nissan's gone full size. Drive the all-new 2004 Nissan Titan. I do.
And that's my favorite commercial.
All right, turn that. Turn that off. And just as well, we didn't talk to those ladies. Who wanted to talk to those ladies anyway?
World- I like it when we said, if you, you know, you don't like commercials, and then they hung up. It was perfect.
Anyway, two of them. The cat is named Mr. Peebles.
Right.
He's in the Guinness Book of World Records. He's the smallest cat in the world.
How small is he?
Oh, God. I'm trying to figure out. How big?
How 3 pounds.
And how old is he, Rob?
He's like 100.
100. He weighs 3 pounds.
Wow. No big whoop.
Hi!
Oh, no.
No. I'm just going to do this going into spots.
Into real spots. There is no profit in programming. Absolutely not. There are profits in commercials.
Right.
And we've got valuable ones that we need to play now. So everybody, hi. This is Yellen.
And this is Yellen.
And now really, some commercials. Sorry.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
J-Lo's new song, Jenny from the Block, all about Lopez roots, about how she's still a neighborhood gal at heart. But folks from that street in New York, the Bronx section, sound more likely to give her a curb job than a blow or block party. The New York Post, well, sorry about that slip up there. I have no idea how that happened, but it won't happen again. And that's your news.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Allen Line 1 is not available right now. He's in the hallway picking up a penny someone had dropped. Press 1 to leave your message now.
Two hot and hairy bears, Doug. Don and Mike.
Here we go. Time for a shout out some of these stations. Pittsburgh. Pennsylvania, I love the bird. Love Mount Washington, WURP. In Pittsburgh, in Green Bay, 1440 WNFL. Concord, New Hampshire, WKXL. And, yeah, just for you, Mike Fresno, 105.9 KKDG.
Wonderful.
Some of the stations running this show today. Secret Sound, worth $800. We'll play that game soon. Common Everyday Sound, I'll play it. What the hell? Play it for you now.
We will have a winner today.
No, we won't. But if we do, it's great. But I don't think we will.
Not for either one of you, it isn't. You two would like to keep the secret forever.
No, see, I'm not like that. We got a budget on this.
Right.
I mean, it's now big money Secret Sound. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the big money runs out after about $1,200 or $1,300.
So you're saying you're not like your friend that just loves to keep the secret as long as possible.
No, I like playing the game, but I'm reaching the point now in the next 5 or 6 days.
You want to see a winner.
We're going to get a winner so that we can continue to give away bigger jackpots.
At what point do we start taking the money away?
We do not.
This never happens?
We don't know.
So I wanted to make sure he wasn't influenced.
No, he's not any influence at all.
We could just take away a little at a time.
Just bottom line. Here is what the sound sounds like. Don't call now, okay? Don't call now. No. That's the sound. Because we've not had any fancy a promo thing that Dude Walker's made yet saying the secret sound is coming back.
Yeah, I have just an incredible feeling about today.
Do you really?
I do.
Okay. Call your broker then.
I really.
Call your broker if you have an incredible feeling about today.
I think the listeners are going to guess that sound by 2.5 games.
I'm not giving you an extra half game.
No, I said two games.
So you said 2.5 games.
Yeah, I misspoke. Actually, the bet. The bet is 2 games, and now because the game was rained out last night, you've inched.
But the Yankees
even further,
won. Yeah.
You've inched further ahead now.
You dodged the bullet because the Red Sox lost.
We're losing.
The game was postponed because of rain, and the Red Sox were losing. So you actually saved like half a game.
It was a beneficial rain out for the Red Sox.
Listen, on the show today, you might remember The Apprentice last year, the guy Sam, one of the last people left,
yes.
Sam. Turns out he's from the D.C. area. It shocked me that we never had him on. Anyway, he's promoting The New Apprentice, which starts in a couple of weeks. So we'll have him on today. Also, Buzz, stand by for some hot Buzz action.
All good. Right.
Today we will play Buzz Makes the Sexy Call for You.
Oh, good. That's great.
And Buzz, a special treat. Now, I'm only mentioning this an hour or so before we do it, so ladies know. This is going to be a ladies-only session. Ladies, if there's something that you've always wanted to say to your husband, if there's something sexy that you want passed along to your husband,
you're rehearsing it today.
You call us and you tell us what it is. Then Buzz will call your husband and or boyfriend or you know shacking up with whatever you're doing. Anyway, Buzz will deliver your message in his best sexy voice to the husband, boyfriend, concubine, whatever.
I'll take care of you.
So
it's going to be interesting when the husband gets on the line and Buzz says, you know, hi, baby.
Yes, absolutely. And we only will select one. We'll select the very best one. And maybe today's the day that we'll give away $500 in Georgetown laser loot. This,
wow.
This is from Georgetown laser hair removal.
Laser loot?
Uh-huh. That's what they wrote down.
Wow.
Online at georgetownlaser.com. Georgetown Laser, making the world a better place, one hair at a time.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got to think, if you're anything like Teresa Hines Carey,
sure.
Stay tuned.
Because
I believe she's got hair coming out of just about every nook and cranny of her body. spent some time watching her last night.
It's sure.
Nothing to do with her politics or the way that she speaks. She just looks to me like if she took her shirt off, it might look like Ed Asner.
You think she has plenty of fun European style?
Thank you, Mike.
There you go.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Armpits? Yeah, I'm not shaving my stinking armpits.
Wow.
I don't care if I'm the first lady.
Leave me alone.
I will not do that. So that's coming up. Stay tuned, won't you, please? Now, this is news. I have news for you here that was predicted on this show months ago. We passed it off as news months ago, and it turns out it didn't happen at the time.
Seacrest, out! Seacrest!
Yes.
Out!
Yeah.
Seacrest!
Yeah.
Told you.
Seacrest, out! See you guys, Seacrest, out!
Right.
Seacrest, out! Seacrest, out!
Bye.
Seacrest, out! Seacrest, out! Seacrest, out!
Bye. Boy, his 5 minutes are really running out.
And you predicted this. You broke this story
first.
Way back when.
Right after American Idol went off, somebody told me that Ryan Seacrest's TV show had been canceled. Mm-hmm. The daily TRL show that he does.
And I think really based the way TV works, it was probably a known fact in some inner circles at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, so now they've announced it. That it's and listen to the jive from Ryan Seacrest. It's just the funniest. I'm proud of my team that worked tirelessly every day. I wouldn't have changed anything about the entire experience. I look forward to my business with 20th Television. then they say they hope the show would be good, but basically the press release says he stinks. But he still has American Idol. Oh, and his show he got from Rick Dees in Los Angeles, the radio show.
Yeah, I was going to say one gig down, two to go. Uh-huh.
Well, and Mike, actually two gigs lost. Now, he was also simulcast on XM.
Right.
On Channel 21. They've canceled that show as well.
Very good. Okay.
So now he only has to concentrate on doing a good radio show.
And right.
Which, from what we've heard, he's awful at least when I listen to him on XM.
Mm-hmm.
He was so bad, I would call my friends and say, turn on Channel 21 now. You're not going to believe. Like, Ryan Seacrest is the worst disc jockey I've ever heard in my life.
Really?
He makes Rick Dees, makes Jack Diamond look talented.
Oh, my God.
He's the worst. But anyway, it's starting to fall apart for him. Although he still does have the American Idol gig that starts again in January.
Yeah, and I think that will carry him over. I think, one misstep on that show, and he gets a little too happy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he wants to be, Dunkelman, he wants to be the new Dick Clark for this millennium. And I'm sad to say that, you know, my money is on the dark horse favorite. And again, no favorite of mine personally, that Tool, Billy Bush.
Billy Bush has got
some talent.
He just seems to be everywhere, and I like Billy Bush. He's all right. I don't mind him too much.
I don't know. I guess I might.
I met the guy. I played hockey with the guy one time, and he's a good guy. He was one of the guys that fell into the category of when he was doing radio in this market, and we were doing radio. You know, we have certain people that we consider humps,
right?
And non-humps. You know, it's just one of two categories.
So he was a non-hump.
He fell into the non-hump category. It might have been who I was walking out into the parking lot with Billy Bush.
Who's that?
Big Gum Jim.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, when anybody stands next to Big Gum Jim.
They look great. You could have been walking out with Scott Peterson, and
exactly.
Scott Peterson would have looked like a great guy.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I'm only judging him as a disc jockey.
Right.
I thought he stunk as a disc jockey. Just got a job playing records because his uncle or whatever the relation is president. Uh-huh. But that's Billy Bush. Now, Rob, do you have a Michael Douglas tape ready?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Because I wanted to talk about this story. I saw the video today on KCBS in Los Angeles, where incidentally, not that it's a big deal. I'm happy that we had the little chat with Lisa Joyner.
Yeah.
She did not mention the flowers that were sent.
Oh.
That's all I want to say. Okay. She didn't mention the flowers. I wasn't really expecting that. I didn't roll tape on it at home to bring it in and play it for you today. But
you'll have to send them every day. Keep sending them.
She did not mention the flowers we sent.
She should say something tomorrow, because as a follow-up, we've sent 24 dead roses.
Oh, God.
In a funeral wreath.
That's right. And erotic cookies.
That'll turn things around.
So, listen, hold on. Two things I want to mention about the stalker. Now, Michael Douglas has a stalker.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. And this is scary, because you're going to see this on Entertainment Tonight, and they're saying, like, the guy says nothing, the stalker, speaking to the press, like they all do now, stalkers have press agents. The stalker says, hey, I have nothing but love for Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones, and I wish them the best, and I'm a little obsessed with them, but I'm really not a problem. Mm. Well, that's not really true, because the stalker has threatened to kill Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, boy.
Because she's obsessed with Michael Douglas. And incidentally, she's really like the worst stalker in the world, because she sent letters, the threatening letters, she sent to Kirk Douglas.
Imagine
this. You're going to write a letter to Michael Douglas saying, I'm going to kill your wife, your celebrity wife, because I'm obsessed with you. And then you send a letter to this guy.
I enjoyed the movie. I thought Spartacus was better, but then I'm prejudiced.
He doesn't need that.
Right.
No, not in his current condition.
Can you picture that? You're on the phone. Hello? Mike Douglas, it's your dad on the phone. Hey, Dad, did you get another letter? What did it say?
Moses is probably my favorite character in the Bible. He has weaknesses and strengths. And that's what I like in a character.
Now,
Dad, just send me the letters, okay?
Now, some of the letters that she sent to Kirk Douglas.
Greed is good.
Said, this bitch was really crazy. One of the letters said, the baby that Catherine Zeta-Jones is carrying is not yours.
Oh, dear.
Wow. It's George Clooney's.
Oh, God.
Ouch.
Wow.
She was able to get then Michael Douglas and his family to read. She sent these letters to Kirk Douglas. Kirk Douglas.
Green is good.
Okay, sure. So she sent the letters to him. He does not pass them along to Michael because he thinks, these are nutty letters, and he's got his own issues.
So he doesn't want, and he wants to spare his son from all that aggravation.
So the way that the story was relayed to me, he passed it on to someone who said, listen, we shouldn't worry Michael Douglas with this.
Right.
Thanks for this. So once she figures out that Michael Douglas isn't on Extra or Entertainment Tonight screaming about this, she figured out a way to get Michael Douglas and his family to read the letters. She sent them in business envelopes. What she did was she got some type of program, some type of photo smart program, and made stationery that said Us Weekly, People Magazine, Time Magazine. Made it with the nice, like in American Psycho when he's looking at the cards.
Yeah, yeah.
She made these two specifics.
That's bone.
And
a good paper. Yeah. Lettering is Cillian Braille.
Where's that tape of Patrick? Oh, and I got a picture. Patrick Bateman in the new Batman movie.
You think he's going to be a good Batman?
I got a picture here somewhere of that suit.
Front page.
All of the suits that you've seen in the past are not as great looking as this one. You don't like that one, Mike?
No, it looks good. It looks good.
Why are you laughing?
Because I know you get into the uniforms
The ads that I've seen for the movie with this, whatever is
it? It looks similar to the other suits.
Christian Bale or Christian Hale, whatever his name
Bale.
Is.
Christian
Patrick
Bale.
Bateman. Yeah, it looks similar to the Michael Keaton Batman suit. It doesn't have the nipples on it like the George Clooney one did, and you'll notice, Mike, that the ears are not as big. I think all Batman aficionados will be happy that it's not the scaled back Dark Knight look. It does look kind of like the comic book Batman.
So it's the scaled down version.
Yeah. Do you think that will affect his hearing? Superhero hearing.
That's not a serious question, Rob.
It's not?
No.
Rob, stop making light of this.
I'm sorry.
You know he is just a normal man, flesh and bone.
You know that's my coping mechanism.
Now, Batman doesn't have superpowers.
He didn't come from Krypton. He didn't get bitten by a spider.
He has super tools.
He is smart, though.
He is super smart.
He is way smart, and he has a background in science.
He got the fish brains. So anyway, here you go. Michael Douglas. So what she would do is she would make these fonts like Us Weekly, and she would find out who the publisher is.
Right.
Then she would send, on the envelope, it would say, personal and confidential to Michael Douglas in the upper hand left corner, whatever the president's name of the company was. So he would go, oh, hey, look, I got a letter from somebody at Us Magazine. I know this
right?
guy. He'd open the letter up, and that's where she would put the letters that she had sent to Kirk Douglas,
oh
who refused to show
God.
Them.
Wow.
Oh, Kirk Douglas. Thanks, Ron.
Spartacus was the most important thing I did in my career.
Now, here are one of the quotes. Now, so once they started sending letters,
right?
Michael Douglas calls the cops and they tap the phone. They tap water on the phone. Here's a quote now from a phone call.
Okay,
because now she's calling Michael Douglas from home.
So she's apparently sophisticated enough to get access and get like numbers and
try
to get in there.
She's in a weird way. She's smart. She's made this fake stationery. She's found out these fake
names.
Which
makes her even more of a psycho.
Right.
Yeah.
She's found out where Kirk Douglas is.
I enjoyed the movie. I thought Spartacus was funny, but then I'm prejudiced.
Okay, so here's what she wrote. She wrote, I hope you know the baby's not Michael's, blah, blah, it's George Clooney's.
Right.
Then she calls it. They get the call on tape.
Mm-hmm.
The woman says, hello, my... And this is very much like Fatal Attraction.
Yeah. Right.
Where she says, you know...
I won't be ignored, Dan.
She says, hello, Michael. This is, you know, whatever this broad's name is. Dawnette, whatever her name is. This is Dawnette. Catherine will be killed. So you better keep her close to you. So Michael Douglas, these are transcripts now.
Wow.
Michael Douglas hangs up the phone, dials 911.
Yeah.
She calls back, and she says, we're going to kill your wife. We are going to kill that bitch. So he hangs up the phone again. Then she writes him another letter after she's called and sent the other one.
Wow.
It says, I really want to get her when she's by herself. She will be dead in the blink of an eye.
Mm.
Now, here's
man, and no matter what, with Star, not that. How terrifying is that?
Anybody, yeah.
Here's the part that you got to hear. This woman, the woman that was sending the letters to Catherine Zeta-Jones, Michael Douglas, etc., has an attorney. He is trying to spare this woman from any jail time because this is going to court now. He said, and I quote, she simply has a girlish crush.
On
Michael Douglas, and she's starstruck.
Mm-hmm.
And she also has a fiancé who they've called up on the, or they're going to call as a witness for the crazy.
There's
doctor.
A lucky man. A
guy named Ron Calvin. He doesn't think there's anything wrong with his fiancé. As a matter of fact, one of these magazines that got ripped off with their logos, I think it was Us Weekly, interviews him, and the quote is, I don't think Catherine Zeta-Jones should accept my girlfriend's letter of forgiveness. All right, excuse me, I think she should accept the letter of forgiveness. I'm sorry, I read that wrong.
So at one point she did forgive, I mean, she did apologize?
What did the
fiancé say again?
Okay. The most ridiculous part of this is that her fiancé doesn't seem to think that there's anything wrong with the fiancé, the woman.
Which makes him equally psycho. Yeah.
He says to Us Magazine, quote, and I don't know what letter he's referring to here, so this is just a quote from Us Weekly. I think Catherine Zeta-Jones should accept Dawnette's letter of forgiveness. So apparently she did write a letter saying she's sorry. Now
No, it sounds like she wrote a letter saying, I forgive you for having a baby with George. Doesn't it sound like...
Yeah, hold on.
It's even more psycho, Don.
I think Catherine Zeta-Jones, right, I think Catherine should accept Dawnette's letter of forgiveness.
So it makes the fiancé sound like a psycho, too.
It lets us move on with her life, and they get on with theirs. She has every intention of pursuing her career. Now, he's writing about the stalker.
Wow.
She has every intention of pursuing her career as a child psychologist. And a loving wife to myself, and hopefully, someday soon, the mother of my children.
And it sounded in some of the earlier quotes when you talk about the phone calls that she was talking in Queen's third person.
Yes.
Or maybe she was saying we, referring to the fiancé.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Greed is good.
Wow.
That's scary.
I mean, he was so charming the way he said it with the hair slicked back.
That's Kirk Douglas. Anyway, that's spooky.
Where does it stand right now?
Right now, today, they're going to court for a preliminary hearing on this.
Oh, God.
So it's happening today in court.
Thing that bothers me about all these stalker stories is usually when you're hearing them, hey, they're going through a preliminary hearing, they're interviewing this person. This is usually the time when something
has happened to these celebrities when something horrible happens.
Another thing that the representation of the stalker has suggested is minimum security on an island. And he said, quote, well, that way she can't get to the Douglases without a boat.
God.
Right.
Whatever works. All right,
man. No, I'm running out of time here. Robbie, you better give me my my happy music.
Okay.
I know you got out the American Psycho tape.
New card. What do you think?
Woohoo. Very nice. Look at that.
Picked them up from the printers yesterday.
Good coloring.
That's bone. And the lettering is something called Sicilian Braille.
That's very cool, Bateman. But that's nothing. What's this?
That is really nice.
Eggshell with Romalian type. What do you think?
Nice. Jesus. That is really super. How'd a nitwit like you get so tasteful?
I can't believe that Bryce prefers Van Patten's card to mine.
That was for the woman, the crazy lady with all of this. You know,
stationary.
Hold on to
the future child psychologist.
Hold on to the Jason Williams thing for tomorrow. Well, there's a Jason Williams. He's, you know, the guy that got off with manslaughter.
Yeah. Right.
We found something great about him, but I want to end with a couple of feel goods, and I want to just warn you something about something here. Hold on. Here's follow up on Michael Douglas. Henry in Las Vegas. Henry.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Hank.
It's Robbie. What's up?
Howdy.
Hey, I was in L.A. over the weekend, and I was watching one of the L.A. news stations, and her lawyer was on saying that the courts should just force her to live on Catalina Island, which is like a resort island off the coast of L.A., so that she wouldn't have an opportunity to get to Michael Douglas.
And that what Rob just said? More or less?
No, it sounded like you were saying Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Catherine Zeta-Jones. Hold on. Who is the one that the lawyer said should go to the island? The crazy woman or Catherine?
Yeah, the crazy woman. Ah.
The crazy
woman's
lady.
Lawyer.
Okay,
thank you. They want the courts to banish her to Catalina Island.
Sounds to me like the crazy woman has a lawyer and a fiancé who are both nuts.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
wish I had said that.
All right, thank you. And Robin did.
What?
That's exactly what you
What do you mean?
Okay, here's the feel good.
Ah, good.
I want to warn you. One of these feel-goods is just awful.
Evil.
It's the worst.
Okay.
Okay? There's two feel-goods. There's one that's kind of funny and one that's just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I really shouldn't tell you the wrong one, so I'm just going to blow past that one.
Okay.
To get to the one that's okay.
All right.
All right, grand jury indictment unsealed yesterday. A guy named, Cameron John Brown, in jail. I can make this okay because the kid's okay.
Oh, good.
There's a guy who didn't want to pay child support, $1,000 a month.
Right.
Took his kid for a drive in the country. Pushed her off a cliff.
Jesus.
And I told you that's evil and that's bad.
Right?
Yeah,
okay.
Very.
So that's our feel-good number one.
The guy locked up, hopefully?
Oh, they got him. Yeah, no, they got
good.
Him.
All right, well, there you go. Good. Well, it's a half feel-good.
Here's feel-good number two. Well, I had to go with it because of the headline.
Right. Yes.
A man is indicted for pushing his 4-year-old off a cliff to avoid paying child support.
Jesus.
Just had to mention it. And the other feel-good, which I think you'll like a lot better, is from Germany. Hi.
Hi, this is Wolfgang Jurecek from Germany.
All the best.
Never forget the Don and Mike show.
All from Germany.
All the best feel-goods are from Germany.
That's right.
This is why we subscribe to Yahoo International or whatever it is. It's from Berlin. A German Hausfrau became furious after an argument with her husband. She ran out of the house, I'm not going to say the word that will set off the alarm, with a mallet.
Uh-huh.
And smashed up his car.
Right.
A Mercedes. Brand new Mercedes.
Mercedes.
She's positive he was having an affair.
Oh.
Told police she shattered the windscreen, broke the headlights, and wrenched off the wing mirrors, causing over $2,000 in damage because she was filled with rage.
Sure. Look at my car!
After a telephone quarrel, she went back inside and realized she had beaten the wrong car.
Oh.
Only then noticing the color. And I love the way they spell it. C-O-L-O-U-R. You know, it's that European way.
The color.
The color. Only after going inside she realized, uh-oh, the neighbor has the same car.
The foolish error I made.
It's a different color. It belonged to the people next door, not to her husband.
I'm sorry. I must tell you, I've destroyed your car because I was filled with rage.
So that's your feel good.
Oh, there they are.
Dr. Lieben.
Always nice to have that warm and fuzzy feeling in my tummy.
Now, this is what I don't want this.
Wow.
I didn't know this. Gus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that the kid that was pushed off the cliff.
Yeah.
She actually died. It was, I think, a cliff overlooking the Pacific Ocean.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, doesn't say that here, so what can I say? There's a...
Well, John, I mean, you didn't do it. You're relaying the information.
I'm just relaying
the
information.
And the evildoer is behind bars. And the evildoer is going to get justice.
Right.
Not that gets the kidnapped.
No, it doesn't. But you can understand my dilemma. I don't think there's anything funny about that, but
the headline screams.
It's the feel-good, the two feel-goods that go together.
You're a complicated man.
There you go.
Yes. It's the feel-good, the feel-not-good. Yeah, the feel-good is the feel-not-good.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That is the tapestry that is this show.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks, Mike.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Gus.
All right, Don, I love you.
I hate to get into over-analysis of the show, but if you get deep into it, it's our little protest of the local news. You know, finally tonight, you know, when they always say, Mr. Peepers, that's what it's
World's
all about.
Smallest cat.
So when we come back, the guy from The Apprentice, one of the guys, you know it was beyond me how we didn't have this guy on the show last year, because out of all the dopes that were on this show, this guy is from the D.C. area, and for God's sakes, went to the same hoity-toity school that I sent my kid to for 12 years.
I'd like to know one question. I want to know how the Donald smells.
Well, we'll find out. The guy's name is Sam. You know him. Mm-hmm. And he's promoting something to do with The Apprentice. And we'll talk with him right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And then we'll play something by Jimmy Cliff.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You may remember me from such nature films as Earwigs, Ooh, and Man vs. Nature, The Road to Victory. In a few days, our eggs will hatch into nestlings like these over here.
They look awfully hungry, Mr. McClure.
They sure are, Billy. In nature, their mother would regurgitate food for them to eat.
That's gross.
It sure is, Billy. It sure is.
The Don and Mike Show. Masters of the Taking Touch, Don and Mike.
Right. Hey, touch this. Let's give away some money. Yeah. Your toe tapping touch phone screaming out now. Dial recklessly. 800-636-1067. Caller 100. We'll play the secret sound game. The secret sound today is worth $800, and Mike has a good feeling. It feels lucky around here today. Are you saying to our listeners that something good could happen to them today?
Ooh.
Something good's about to happen to you. These in the morning hot cash.
Better than Seacrest.
Anyway, dial recklessly. Caller 100 right now. Is Sam on the line?
Sam.
Sam from The Apprentice on 444. Hey, Sam.
How you doing?
Now, everybody, here is Sam. You know him from The Apprentice.
Hello, Sam.
Now, the thing is, he's from the D.C. area.
That's right.
And I don't know how we missed him when he was, hot on the show. Sam, you also went to the Landon School, right?
I did.
You did? So did my kid.
That's right. I remember. I think you're just starting there when I graduated, but I remember it was quite a big deal for Landon to have your kids there.
Oh, yeah. They're excited about it. You know, they were excited about Daddy writing the check.
It's a big check over there.
This was a school that my kid went. I'd be curious to know how long you went there. My kid went to the school from third grade, played in the Shrimp Bowl, the little kid football game, all the way to senior. So he went there for this whole time.
I did as well.
Did you really?
10 years.
10 years. Now, looking back.
And I promise you, he's not going to be normal now. He's finished.
Well, he already is not normal.
That's what the school's famous for, is producing abnormal people.
It's actually a great school.
Yeah, no, it's a great school.
Right.
It's got a great rep.
I know the reputation.
But they do turn out some weirdos.
I just got in touch with the teachers. I just had dinner with my English teacher from there, Ed Sunt. Great teacher.
What's his name?
Ed Sunt. That's English. The guy taught me how to write.
Don't know if I know him or not, but either way, nice to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Listen, first thing, all I remember about you from the last episode of The Apprentice was when they're going to make the decision and you come out with the big valise that's got the money in it. Okay. Whatever happened, did they ever take the money from? Because remember the premise was the winner would get how much did the winner get?
$250,000 salary.
So you walk
a contract,
in,
a contract to right. work for Donald Trump.
So you walk into this boardroom,
right.
And you've got the money in a valise,
right.
In a briefcase. Did they ever take it from you? Was it a stunt? Did you get it from somebody as a gag?
It was a stunt. I was serious. But basically, my point was I had gotten fired, but I still wanted to work for him. So I said, well, I will pay. You know, you're paying the apprentice $250,000. I'll pay you, and I'll work for you for a year, thinking I'll prove myself, and off I'll go, and it'll be a good deal.
And now here it is, 2-3 months later, what happened?
He kept the money for about 2 weeks, and I got back most of it.
He let it all back. He gave it all back. I'm very curious on this show, as everybody is, I'm sure, about the Donald.
Yes.
And you know, the cameras aren't rolling all the time, and did you get any quality non-camera time with the Donald?
I actually did. I think me more than most, because, first of all, I got a lot of time in front of the camera with him because I kept ending up in the boardroom.
True.
But once we were off the show, he spent quite a bit of time with us in his office. A few of us went up there, myself and a couple of the attractive women on the show.
Mm.
He made sure they accompanied me to the office.
Sure.
And we kind of hung out there. He talked to us. And then once the whole filming was over, he actually invited me up to his office.
Oh.
And I don't know, I thought I was going to be working for him. He kind of implied that maybe he'd be hiring me. And
So it's been 3 months later.
Well, how did that go when you went up there?
It was a very bizarre experience. It was Donald Trump, his attorney, and myself. The attorney was taking notes, and I was sitting there, and he was right on time. In fact, while I was waiting, he said, Mr. Trump will be ready for you in 3 minutes. And I was like, what? That's impressive. But I went in there, did my thing. He gave me about 15 minutes, and off I went.
And that was it.
So that's it. He gave me the big blow off.
Well, I don't know. I mean, who knows? But I think he realized that I would be the first one out of the gate with the publicity, so that he better make sure we're good friends.
So now for the new one, which starts in September, because they've already
9th.
Right. We've got, incidentally, do you have any ill feelings towards the, because the guy who's coming on the show, I think next week, is the guy that won.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any ill feelings towards that? What's the guy's name, Bill?
He's coming on your show?
Yeah.
Was he probably promoting his book or something?
Yeah, he is. Do you have a book, Sam?
No, I tried to. I had a book called 107 Tips for Thinking Outside the Box. I wrote about a third of it, and then I got a huge agent to go out and pony it up, but I didn't find a publisher who could think outside of the box, so it never got picked up.
That's amazing.
But there were some smaller publishers that wanted to do it, but I ended up not doing anything because it's all in the distribution. But I have no ill feelings towards Bill. He's a good guy, he's doing just fine.
So what are you going to do now with your 15 minutes of fame, which may or may not have run out? We have these people from reality shows on all the time. Oh, and incidentally, did anybody, I'm sorry to change the topic here for a second, anybody watch the Trading Mommy show?
I watched
that. Mommy we had on,
yeah.
All of our callers were right.
Yeah, she's hot.
Not only was, no, I didn't find her hot.
Well, she was, I mean, she was more attractive than she sounded.
I didn't find her hot, but I did think she was a rich bitch.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm. I mean, she was saying she's not bitchy, and she was.
You didn't find her even mildly attractive.
The blonde?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
She needed to go to Jenny Craig, I thought.
She was a little chunky.
I thought so.
But, I mean, as far as the way she sounded, I pictured a totally different human being.
Sam.
Yes, sir.
Now that you've been on one of these shows, and it's been the time that's passed, have you gotten what you wanted out of it? Have you gotten, has a door opened for you, like with Discovery Channel or TLC or...
No.
Or sadly as...
It hasn't, and it's a... Well, I have done some things. I will tell you this. About 2 weeks ago, I finally sold my $1,000 cup of lemonade. I kid you not. Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas.
Wow.
And they opened up a new lemonade stand, and I was out there selling lemonade at $1,000 a cup. The money went to charity. I sold about 26 cups of lemonade.
That's pretty good.
And without the other, apprentice contestants around, I did a much better job moving the product.
So your goal going into this, people get on reality shows for a variety of reasons. Obviously, the premise of this show is that you want to get involved in corporate America. Did you do it for that because maybe you want to get a leg up and you want to get into the corporate sector, or did you do it for staying in media and having something, in show business?
I didn't do it for media, and I really didn't do it to be into corporate America, because I've worked in corporate America. I was a disaster in corporate America, and you probably saw some of what would happen to me in corporate America on the show.
That's a bad moment.
I wanted to really do exactly what the show outlined, apprentice Donald Trump. I thought it was, he's this larger-than-life guy. I figured, at the very least, I figured out how to... do my hair when I lose it. I work close by him. But no, I literally wanted to apprentice the guy.
So what are you doing now then? It's 3 months later. What are you doing now? You didn't get a book. You're on our crummy show, which means you obviously...
You got a great show. No, you're an institution.
Yeah, we're a crummy show, which means you obviously have not cracked that entertainment barrier.
Yeah, we belong in an
institution.
But
it's a lot of one-off, you know, a lot of one-off appearances. And I'll tell you something. You asked, you know, did I do it for media? You don't do it for media, but then you get a taste of it.
Yeah.
It's addictive.
Yeah.
It's a drug. It's seductive. And it's very difficult to go back to what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a partner in a very successful publishing business. I've actually stepped away from it on a full-time role to see if there's some other opportunities out there. I've been doing stand-up comedy, running around doing professional auctioneering because it's something I know how to do. You know, just trying different ways to find an entry in.
If you're ever at home in the D.C. area, come by and try some of your stand-up on the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And maybe we can auction off. I know Don has things that fall off of his body all the time that he auctions off, and maybe we could auction that off to the highest bidder.
I'd be happy to.
You know, stuff that comes out of your nose.
Like boogers and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing, actually, that I've always wanted to do before the show,
yeah,
is sit in the chairs of you guys. I would love to have a radio talk show.
Well, you'll be very interested to know, Sam, that when you speak of chairs, I have a brand new one.
Oh, Mike has a beautiful one. Like a Star Trek chair.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, of course you can sit in the chair. I'd love to give you a segment on the show just to see what you could do.
Yeah.
Bring me in. I think that radio is the purest medium.
And what about the bitch lady? What about Omarosa? I know you're tired of talking about her. Do you keep any contact at all with her at all?
I talk to her about once a month. She calls to see what I'm doing and make sure no one's doing anything more than she's doing. She's a local, actually.
Are you ever going to have a sex tape on the internet like Jenna from Survivor?
No, I don't think that would be good.
And about
since I'm getting married in 3 weeks.
And about the Donald.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Close up the Donald, the hair, close up.
You know, there has not been one day since I came off the show on April 15th and the whole thing ended that I had not been asked about his hair.
Well, I can't get you out of here without, you know, because, I mean, you mentioned it yourself, and I wasn't going to ask you until you mentioned it, but when you're really up close to him.
Right.
And you know, what is he doing?
Well, I was very close because, you know, I was the brown noser of the crew, and I had my nose right in there.
There you go.
And this is my theory, and you're not going to get this from anybody else.
Oh.
And I know this, and I'm a student of hair because I have family members who have some, you know.
Issues. Follically challenged.
Well, no, they've chosen to put some enhancements.
Right.
Of course.
Oh, okay, I got
so
you.
So I am a student, and I've been studying, and I will soon lose my hair. So I'm always looking, and this is my theory, is that he has some very good transplants up front, you know, close to the forehead.
Okay. Right.
Then he's had some scalp reduction in the back on the crown of the head.
Wow.
And he actually has one of those adhesive hair pieces in the middle of the head,
wow,
and then he wraps his own hair from the side over the hair piece. The hair transplants back. And I think
so glad I asked the question.
This is something now, Ed, I don't care if you repeat this a million times. I don't care how many times you have. Would you please repeat it for us one more time?
What I want to hear all that again.
Yes.
What do you think he's had done?
I think he's had hair transplants, very high-quality hair transplants.
Right.
In the front of his head. And that's why he always says to people, it's my hair. He believes it's his hair.
Right.
And usually when people have hair pieces, they actually own the hair piece. They feel it's now their hair.
So there's a hair transplant in the front.
This is great.
Hair transplant in the front.
Sides are...
Years ago, he had scalp reduction on the crown of the head. And then he has one of those adhesive hair pieces in the middle portion of his head, and then he wraps over his own hair, which he's been growing for years, and swings that over the hair piece, and then it all kind of meets together at the top of the head.
Right.
But it looks good. I'm telling you, in person, on TV it doesn't look great. In person, that thing is precise.
All right, Sam, so from my notes, he's had hair transplants in the front.
Right.
Scalp reduction on the crown.
Right.
He wears a hair piece, and then his real hair
is wrapped over the central portion.
Now, is scalp reduction designed to, like, shrink the scalp so that the hair that's in certain locations moves to another?
I think he tried that early on. And I'm not knocking the guy, because I actually think he's done a great job. I'm probably going to go through all that. I'm paranoid of being bald.
Mm. Don't worry about it. I'm fine with it.
God bless the guy for doing it.
All right, and have they involved you at all in The Apprentice 2, or are you simply yesterday's news?
They were going to use me for an episode, and then at the last minute, they decided it wasn't going to work for whatever reason. I think I'm going to be in the trailers to promote it, but I don't think you're going to be seeing me in any of the episodes.
Mm. Well, listen, we're glad to talk to you. We certainly should have had you on before, being as you're local. And if you want to come down and do a segment, I'll leave you on hold with Beth Ann. I'll take you up on that to come on down.
Absolutely. Love to. Thank you.
Nice talking to you. Hold on a second.
Thanks, Sam.
Hold on, Sam. Now, real fast, let's try to call Donald Trump.
Okay.
Because, I mean, this is like not a gag where Mike pretends to be Donald Trump.
Well, I mean, he said if we wanted to set something up, he'd come on with us.
He did say that.
Yes, he did.
He was a little angry that I was impersonating
him. I don't think he anticipated this, but yes, he did say that.
Now I'll just... It's ringing. See, I'll just leave the message.
Mm-hmm. Good.
About his hair.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And I can't... I'll see if I can get the broad's permission to go on the air. We're calling Donald Trump's office now.
Very good.
Remember, we called that one time. Mike pretended to be Regis.
And we got right through to Donald.
Yeah.
And he knew immediately. I mean, he's so close to Regis, he knew it was a Regis. Fake.
And then, he was yelling at us off the air. Mike,
why do you deceive people?
Yeah. does your audience know you're lying to them?
Right.
Yes.
Does your audience know you lie to them?
Yes, they do, Donald.
How's your scalp?
Hold on.
Shrunken.
Let me make sure.
I'm not familiar with the scalp production. Never heard of that.
No. Let me make sure I'm dialing this correctly for Donald Trump.
The scalp production, from what I've read, it's mostly for if you have a egg-shaped bald spot.
Right. Uh-huh.
They'll take that out and sort of squeeze the hair together. I don't know if it can actually remove a bald spot, but
okay,
reduce it.
Hey, when you said egg-shaped...
Well, you might want to...
Right up my alley.
Mm-hmm. You might want to look into that.
And it's silly. For me, I think that egg's turning into a cantaloupe. I think all these years I've said I got an egg-shaped bald spot.
You think you get headaches if you did a scalp reduction, though? I would think...
Yeah, but they're smaller.
Hello, is Mr. Trump there? Hold on. Is Mr. Trump there, please? Dan Snyder? Yes, sir. Dan Snyder with the Washington Redskins. Calling for Mr. Trump.
God.
It's the only way to find out if he's really there or not.
I know.
Not there. Okay. No, it's not important. It's really not important. I tell you what. Here's the message. Not from me, but from a radio show I was just listening to. I heard that Donald has had hair transplants in the front, scalp reduction on his crown, that he wears a hairpiece, and that his other hair is just combed over. I was listening to the Don and Mike show, a show that I hate. Sam from The Apprentice is the guy who I heard saying this on the Don and Mike show. I know. No, this is Dan Snyder. Owner, CEO, Washington Redskins, National Football League. Really? You don't?
They gotcha.
I'm a big fan. My name is Don. I do the Don and Mike show with my best buddy Mike. We called one time and tried to talk to Donald, and we got all the way through, and Mike pretended to be Regis Philbin. Uh-huh. Yes, he did. Would you please come on the air, please? Please? It's too great. She said, are you the guys that deceive your audience? I swear to God.
That's the bad word.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, I'll try it. Our producer's name is Beth Ann. Now, if she calls, is there a chance?
Why don't you put her on hold and she can talk to our producer?
The guy would really. If I put you on hold, okay, very good.
Oh, that's so nice.
Her name is Beth Ann. Hold on, please. All right, there you go.
Beth Ann, pick up the phone.
Beth Ann, pick up the hotline, and that's Donald Trump's girl. Wow.
Beth Ann, our producer and the owner CEO of the Washington Redskins.
I wish I'd
heard the other end of that conversation.
She believed it for about 1 second.
Right, right.
For about 1 second. I couldn't think of what
Well, we got all that information from Sam, and it's Sam's fault.
That's right.
That's
great. What a detailed analysis of that head.
Caller 100, here we go. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi, listen, it's the Caller 100 game, and you're the Caller 100.
Woo!
What is your name? Any idea?
My name is Cynthia.
Cynthia, where are you from, Cynthia?
I don't think I want to tell you, but I'm from Sacramento.
Oh! Cynthia.
I'm the good part of Sacramento.
No, that's right.
Listen, it's all good. It's all good in Sacramento.
You know what? Even with Cynthia being from Sacramento, I still feel that lucky feeling.
Me too, me too.
Oh, you do too, Cynthia?
Yeah, me too.
That's wonderful. All right, here are your clues, Cynthia.
Okay.
You're playing for $800 in cash, common everyday sound. Your clues are hygiene, personal hygiene, Bob. Correct. Just for calling, incidentally, you've won the HBO Entourage prize pack. All new episodes, Sunday night at 10, 9 central, only on Home Box Office. We'll play you the sound now, give you a couple seconds to think about it.
Okay.
You're playing for $800. Good luck.
Caller, name this sound.
Now, here it comes.
Okay.
That. Now, did you get it when I played it?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is one more time.
Okay.
There it is.
Now you said okay again. Listen to the sound and be quiet for a second.
Here it is. One more time. Okay. There it is. And
California, open your golden gate. Yeah.
Here we go. Some real radio drama. And Mike, you called it. It might happen today.
Here we go.
For $800, what is that secret sound?
Is it putting your toothbrush back into the toothbrush holder?
Oh, no. Good guess.
Oh, we're sorry.
Not a chance.
Look at how happy Rob is.
Not a chance in hell.
Oh,
listen, thank you. And don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
Thank you. And remember, 50% of the people in this studio love Sacramento.
Yeah.
There's four of us in here. It'll be me and Mike and Rob and Buzz.
Right. So see if you can guess who it is.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Our thanks as well to Sam, formerly of The Apprentice.
Yeah, very formerly after this segment.
Yeah. And now, phone scam. There we go. Your calls. Anybody can call. These are unscreened calls. It's a random rotating phone scan. 877-365-3636. See, and you were feeling uptight about asking them the same boring question, but look at what we got out of that.
That's pretty good. I'm a
hair transplant in the front.
Right.
Scalp reduction on the crown.
Mm-hmm.
Then a hairpiece, and then all the rest is just wrapped around.
Yeah, and my follow-up was going to be, what did he smell like? A serious question. What did he smell like? Was he parfum?
Probably musk. That's what I would think.
Natural musk. Much like you'd find on a deer.
Blended there. With your calls on the rotating random phone scan, anybody can call. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
World's finest surfers showed up today to do battle with what's turned out to be the biggest waves to hit this coast since 1940. Hello, everybody. I'm Stu Nahan. I'd like you to meet this young man. His name, Jeff Spicoli. And, Jeff, congratulations to you. Things look kind of rough out there today.
Well, I'll tell you, Stu, I did battle some humongous waves. But, you know, just like I told the guy on ABC, danger is my business.
You know, a lot of people expect that maybe Mark Cutback Davis or Bob Jungle Death Gerard would take the honors this year.
Those guys are fine.
The Don and Mike Show. Let's go surfing now.
Wait till you hear what they done did. The Don and Mike Show.
No, we didn't. Don and Mike Show heard on Westwood One. Here you go, WZAN 970. That's in Portland, Maine. Max 910. That's in Portland, Oregon. Yes, WBVA, Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Virginia. 92.9 WBUM, Buffalo. Let's get to the phone. Stand. 877-365-3636. Stand by for Buzz Sex Action. Buzz makes the sexy call for you women.
I'm ready.
We'll give away $500 at Georgetown Laser Ludes. That's the first your calls. Here we go.
Laser Lude.
Phone scan. Laser Lude, right. Hi, Don and Mike Show. This is the phone scan. Anybody can call. Hello.
Hello, Mike. Hello, Don.
Hi there.
I'm calling from Seattle, and I just heard the bit where Joe interviewed people coming out of Fahrenheit 9/11, and I got to say it was great.
Hold on. You're in Seattle hearing the bit with Joe coming. That's last week, dude.
It was last week, and then I heard the segment about hooking up your TV and the wires, and then I paused it because it was so fantastic.
What, does somebody send you the show on tape?
Well, I obtain it through computer means.
That's not even possible.
Say,
yeah, right.
Which
that's,
isn't possible.
I am saying that through an internet.
The bluest sky you've ever seen. Seattle.
Stop it, Rob. We're not even on in Seattle.
I obtain it through an intricate method of computer regeneration.
Listen, as far as we are concerned, there is no such thing as an internet
feed. I am in the basement
of
the science building.
Okay, just stop now. May I just please remind everybody to go rent Fight Club? Mm-hmm. What is the first rule of Fight Club?
Don't talk about Fight Club.
Thank you. Hello, Don, on my show. Hello. Phone scan, you're on the air.
Hello. I hear breathing on the other
Hello,
end.
Hello, this is the Don and Mike radio show. Welcome to the part of the show where we lose our temper.
Yes.
Oh, hello.
Anybody can call.
Hello. It only took you 8 seconds to figure it out, dumbass. What can we do for you?
Well, I was wondering if you would allow me to do a groaner in Spanish if I promised
no. Goodbye. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, welcome to Dumbass Roundup.
Hi, Don, Mike, how you doing?
How you doing, dumbass?
Hi, well, we're 2,000 and 2,000.
Hey, you guys Red Sox fans?
I am.
Oh, we're all
diehard
Red Sox.
Yankees hustle.
Hey, way to go. All right, fantastic.
Welcome like a Yankees.
Way to be, way to root for GM.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey.
Your phone scan. Hi there.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
I got a slow boil going right now. And I would say that maybe in about a minute and a half, 2 minutes, I'm going to just blow a gasket.
I got a slow boil as well. I think I got to see a doctor about
it. Ice on
it. Lance that boil.
Right below the belt line.
Listen, guys.
What, are you watching me in the bathroom now? Yeah, what can we do for you?
I'm not going to be like everyone else and ask for an iPod. I was wondering if I could get one of those headshots of Rob.
You know, Rob, what's the status
yeah.
of those?
Rob,
where's mine?
Okay,
you dropped the ball on that?
There's a chime for you. Rob,
currently being printed.
Rob,
really?
Yeah. Rob's solo publicity picture.
You know, the best place, if you don't want to pay for one, you can always see it.
Yes.
When it's hung up.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yes.
In Obera's.
Oh, what well, nice
look around cafe.
Well, thank you and
there
thank you,
you.
I need to say no more.
There you go from but, one whore to another.
But I appreciate that. Yes, Rob's picture will be hung on the wall of the restaurant.
Oh, and speaking of whores, I have
bring your own darts.
I have to thank, I'm not sure, it's some Hollywood video somewhere through El Jefe. Will get me the Madden 2005, I think, on Monday.
Oh, that's good.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
On Monday. So
that's where we all kind of work them into one, then.
Yeah, there you go. That's all the whoring. That's all the whoring for today.
We could use a solo shot of you, too.
Although I'm going to pay to play for. And, Mike, I'm not getting a solo headshot.
What if I was just to take a candid of you?
A candid?
Come in with the digital.
Oh, thank you. What? See, now, if you did that, it would not compete with the glamour shot that you have and the one that Rob has.
Yeah.
And the one that Buzz has, it looks like one of those old broads on Star Trek where they put Vaseline all over the lens.
What if I were to take just a series of candids and have you, pending your approval?
Yeah. You supply the wine and find a nice grassy knoll somewhere. Maybe
nudity.
Maybe this weekend.
A blanket.
A blanket, some fine Fuente cigars. Who knows, Mike? Hello? A phone scan, hello?
Yeah, you were screaming while we were talking. Now, what do you want now?
Now we're ready for you. Hi there.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hey, if I'm on the air, say hi.
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 Okay, cool. So, because it's really hard to know who, like, what's going on, because I thought I was listening to the show. Anyways.
It's science.
Okay, cool. Don,
Yes.
I don't like you because you're getting Madden a little bit earlier than I am. But apart from that, I was wondering if you have any thoughts about the Bills this year, because I know it might be ignorant for a Buffalo fan to say this, but I'm feeling pretty good about them.
I want to tell you this very seriously. I think Buffalo will have a kick-ass team. I think the guy that was your coach last year.
Yeah.
I think he's kind of retarded when it comes to the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, he was an a-hole, pretty much.
Well, now listen. Now, I won't accept that. It's okay in my book for me to call him a retard, but you can't call him an a-hole.
Yeah, I mean, come on, we have limits on this show.
Yeah, standards.
We do. But in Buffalo this year, here's the only thing I'll tell you. Willis McGahee, he's the guy that they drafted so high up last year, they thought they wasted the draft pick on him.
Willis McGahee?
That's how you say the name.
Hey, McGahee.
Hello, Donna Mike. I dare you to say it to his face. It would be like, hello there. Which one of you am Mike O'Mara?
Oh, really? Big tough guy.
Well, big University of Miami to begin with, so you know he's a thug.
Right.
Second,
uh-huh.
Big, gigantic, like knocks over guys when he runs them over.
Hey, McGahee. McGahee.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. Hello. I said those things.
Not on Mike's show. Hello.
My boys, my boys.
Howdy, what's up?
Hey, I got a small problem. I was wondering if you could help me out real quick.
Shouldn't you see your doctor?
No, I didn't see my doctor, but I was watching a Tom Monroe video.
You were watching?
And, well, no disrespect to the Orientals, but I think I'm getting...
Okay, hold on. He's just trying to do shtick there. Yeah. I was trying to do shtick, too, when I said he has small problems in your doctor, but yes. He was doing a Jerry Todd thing, yes, right?
Jerry Todd.
Right. That's a little thing from Tom Monroe.
Video.
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 Don't think me unkind.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello.
Words are
hard. Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Is this me?
Yes, it's you. What can we do for you?
I just want to tell you how much I love to hear Julia's voice every day. That girl cracks me up every time I hear it.
She's a sweet girl, and she's especially sweet when Jerry Todd's singing to her. Give this a listen.
Hello.
This makes all I want to be.
It's a Julia mix.
Hello. Hello.
Since we'll What's up with the yes tickets? I haven't heard you give...
We're weary of that.
He wanted yes tickets.
Yeah. Yes tickets. Get out of here, please. Oh, and you know, speaking of Rob's precocious kids, and they both are. We play the tape of Julia.
Hello.
And she's great.
Yeah.
And then there's Robert, who is just fantastic. You know, I love that kid. My godson.
Right.
And I like it when Rob calls me and says something... I know that Robert's done something bad whenever he says, you're godson, you know, like I've had anything to do with the raising of him.
This has been quite a week.
Rob, the other day we're talking, and he says, well, you won't believe what your godson did now. And I said, what? And he said, apparently, he stuffed a paper cup down the toilet.
Well, the toilet's not flushing upstairs.
He's going to be two in October.
Uh-huh. Right, and I said to Carrie, I said, was he... shoving stuff down the toilet again, because we've retrieved...
Is that what he does a lot?
Washcloths and hand towels. And she says, yeah, he was over there with a Dixie cup today. Maybe, it might be a Dixie cup.
A Dixie cup will mess the toilet up.
So what it is now when we flush, it just fills right up to the lid, to the rim, and then it pauses, and then it slowly goes down.
Oh, dear.
So the plumber will be out today, and hopefully we'll see what it is.
Oh, I can't wait to find that out.
Maybe I'll call right now. The plumber should be done, I would hope.
Call and find out.
Yes.
That is if your wife's back from getting her hair done.
I hope so. A day of beauty from a lady.
Wow. Who was that? Hey, this, I can't tell what this is. Boy, this appears to be a vintage microphone.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show. Yeah, an important point wasted there. I should mention in the Spiewak home, paper plates and paper cups are the norm.
Yeah. Right.
Are the norm. Because... because Rob has to buy his $800 microphones on eBay.
This is what was your clog's all fixed, but this is ruined. this will not be any more value. No.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, baby.
What?
Hi, baby.
Oh, hi, baby.
I have somebody who wants to talk to you.
Who?
Hi, this is Sir.
Oh, get out of here with your shtick. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. You damn
gentlemen,
not you, the other guy. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Gentlemen,
yes, we're here.
How you doing, ladies? Hey, I got a question for Rob.
Okay, very quickly, please.
Rob, when we get the fourth right going,
all right, and there you go. I should have known after the gentleman. Hey, gentlemen. Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, ladies.
Gentlemen. Hey, ladies.
I'm so cool. I'm a tough guy.
Oh, hey, tough guy.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello, phone scan. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, it's Doris. I just wanted to call you guys and say you guys are fantastic.
Wonderful. Are you calling us from underneath a waterfall?
No, in the car. I'm actually from Canada, Toronto.
Oh, in Canada.
Oh, Canada. I'm sorry you got disconnected. Hello, Don and Mike show. You know, I don't know how that happened.
Yeah,
no answer at the house, so I'm guessing the plumber had to tear it down.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, you guys said you can't. You are not on in L.A. and never will be. Why is that?
Exactly. Well, gosh, where do I begin, sir? Perhaps in another life, I did something, Mike did something. I don't know. It's because of the time slot of our show. It's because Mike and I, a long time ago, were offered the job at KLOS in Los Angeles.
Job that was taken by Mark and Brian.
Mm-hmm. Right. Brian. we had the chance to move out there, but it was for morning show. It's very rare to find a station. Now, I'm amazed, you know, Beth Ann's got a current list. I'm amazed we got 45 stations carrying this show, because East Coast, it runs 3 to 7. You know, and it's West Coast, noon to 4. Most radio stations now will accept a syndicated show in the morning.
Right.
But to sell an afternoon show that's not some drivel or pablum like Sean Hannity or some of that right wing crap.
Yeah, very hard sell.
Very hard to get clears. So we cast no aspersions on the fact that we're the little engine that could.
And I don't understand why you hit the buzzer when I mentioned Mark and Brian. I think they did very, very well in Los Angeles after they studied our tapes.
Listen, and that's no lie. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go down the whole DJ, everybody pulling out their units and putting them on the table.
Sure.
But the truth about those guys is... I'm not going to, because we'll sound like Howard Stern.
Right.
It will sound...
But it's just a true story.
But it will sound disingenuous. Mm-hmm. It'll sound like every other disc jockey saying every other disc jockey ripped him off.
Right.
But this is the truth. We got offered the job at KLOS. Big job in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. A lot of money. We decided... This was 15 years ago.
Right.
We said, no, we're happy where we are. They said to us, well, do you know anything about Mark and Brian?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of them. Mm-hmm. Never heard of them. As it turns out, our program director... had worked with them in Birmingham.
Right.
So, what he did...
And we had the same agent.
Yeah. Well, yes. Mention how we got the same agent, though.
Right.
How they got the same agent.
Yeah, they got the same agent after the fact.
Right. Here's the deal. Our program director, when we worked at WAVA in Washington, sent tapes of our show to Mark and Brian, whatever station they were working at in Birmingham, to say... You guys have a good show, but try to make it sound a little more like this.
More like these guys.
So we got offered a job in Los Angeles, supposed to be our big break. We never took it. Mm-hmm. We said we pass.
Right.
As it turns out...
You remember what one of the reasons was that we didn't take it? It was because the program director said something that we thought was just so L.A. jive. And it was the
general manager,
maybe. The GM or the program. I don't remember, but it's like, let me see. I've got about a 20-minute window to talk with you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, and we both look at each other like...
attitude.
Eat one.
Okay, sorry. I don't think we're going to be able to make that window, sir, hump a lot.
So, the real story is that we go back to our radio station and say, we're not taking the job in California. Uh-huh. Then our program director says, well, what about Mark and Brian? These guys, I've been sending them your tapes. They work for me in Birmingham.
And it was a money issue primarily, the reason we didn't take the job.
Right. We were making more in Washington than we would have in Los Angeles.
Right.
So... Mark and Brian get interviewed for the job.
Uh-huh.
Then our program director, Mark St. John, comes to us and says, listen, they're in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. They've never been anywhere. They took this job that you turned down in Los Angeles. Do you know the name of a good attorney, of a good agent?
Agent attorney.
And because people wonder why, especially me, why I'm so bitter, why it appears that I hate everybody in the radio business, when really I don't. There's a lot of people in this business that I like, admire, respect, love, revere. But then there are just turds like Mark and Brian, because here's how it goes. Do you think of an agent that could represent Mark and Brian? Gosh, I don't know. Maybe our agent, Don Ephraim. So they call, they make the deal, they get the job, they get the ill-fated TV show that lasts for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want Jack from Mark and Brian. They're not even on my radar. But here's the thing. At some point, not publicly, not on the radio, because who cares, but at some point, 15 years later, maybe when you're driving through Bel Air in your car, you think about picking up the schmuck whose tapes Mark St. John sent you on how to be a better DJ, and who then was nice enough to say, I'd be glad to put in a good word with my agent for you, just like I did for Mike, who incidentally...
Right.
Never knifed me in the back and has only been my partner and my best buddy for 20 years.
Right.
So that's why we hate Mark and Brian.
That's the little story.
Good reason. There are two disc jockeys in Los Angeles who are doing a bad imitation of what we used to do.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, even now, I think it would be best described as kind of watered-down version of what we do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they got into, they immediately got into the whole L.A. thing.
Sure.
And we used to enjoy listening to them when we were out there.
We would drive around and laugh listening to them. We really would. But
sounds like it struck a nerve.
Not really. It's just an interesting story. It's not there. As Don said, not on the radar, but that is the history, and it is, it's an interesting story because they really did do that, and they were in Birmingham.
I mean, there's a lot of posturing. Howard will say, so-and-so steals. We've had arguments with disc jockeys. I'm telling you, this has got nothing to do with anybody's, pulling out, taking, seeing who can go the longest.
Right.
This is simply a fact. Mm-hmm. That we were offered this job. We didn't take it. These guys had been... Somebody call Mark St. John and ask him if he did not send tapes
right.
of our morning show mm-hmm. to Mark and Brian. And then we were gracious enough, we were on the speakerphone with them saying, mm-hmm. hey, we'd love to turn you on to our agent. Good luck getting this gig. Well, they got the gig 15 years later, and the next thing I know, I'm reading in the trade magazines while they're... Because they had a brief skyrocket to success. They come back down to earth.
Right, right.
But meanwhile, all the stuff that I'm reading on the way up is like, well, we're just so great. We learned how to do it in Birmingham, and gosh, shucks, we don't really know nothing. We just come out to Los Angeles, and,
right.
and golly, we're so sweet and humble, and you know, you just... you big dopes. You're into it like we're all into it. Just sure. be friggin' honest right. about it. That's why we have a problem with Mark.
You know, and that all started out with, do you think we'll ever be on in Los Angeles? And we really don't think we do. But no. I do, I've always believed that all it would take would be one decent affiliate out mm-hmm. in L.A., and I think we would own that town.
But I
really believe that.
The answer yep. is no, and we're happy with our lot in life.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Right.
Are you still there?
Right.
Guy, you still
yeah.
there?
And another thing about places like L.A., they want you out there. Mm-hmm. And we just don't think we're L.A. guys.
No, I know we're not L.A. guys.
I know.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Hello?
Bad yes. cell phone, go ahead.
You're on the air, hi.
How you doing today?
We're doing very well, how are you?
I'm outstanding. First I'd like to say that the format of your radio show is very confusing for a man of my ability.
For a man of your ability?
Why is that?
Yes, I've been hearing you say hello, and I've been saying hi more times than I've done that during the... Well, it had to be the early 1970s.
We seem to be having a bigger problem than normal with people understanding when they're on the air.
But, Mike, I would have to say, as always, the problem does not lie with you nor I.
No, we say mm-hmm. hi to everybody.
The yeah. problem is with our callers.
Mm-hmm. I feel it's the format.
What do you mean?
I'm not used to this type of format.
Is this a guy trying to do George?
Is that what you're trying to do, like the bit that Mike did yesterday, the George Bush thing?
George.
Yeah.
My name is George, but I'm not trying to do a bit.
Yes, you are. God, you stink. You're awful. You're trying to be like President Bush.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right. Oh, God,
oh,
get out of here.
God.
Get out of here, please.
Oh, and there is, you know, I forgot to mention this to you before. I saw a trailer. I think you've probably seen it. I don't know if you've seen it. It's a comedy trailer with Burt Reynolds in it and a bunch of these young guys that go on a road trip. That little guy, Seth Green, Austin Powers. If the movie is half as funny as the trailer was, this movie looks like it's going to be a smash comedy. I laughed out loud showing my teeth with this trailer.
At the Bourne thing last night saw it?
Yes, and Burt Reynolds, and it's these guys that just... you know what it is? Picture a comedy version of Deliverance. That's what this appears to be, and it looks fantastic.
Not aware of it. I'll look for it.
I wish I remembered the name of it. I don't remember the name of the trailer.
You never saw Anchorman, right?
I didn't see Anchorman.
Buzz, did you state at the end of Anchorman, did you see where Burt Reynolds is at the end of Anchorman?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Now, that's funny.
Very
really?
Funny.
Yeah.
Burt Reynolds in this movie appears to be some sort of mountain man, and it's just, oh, man, Seth Green getting carried away by a bear.
That's a Kumar and White Castle.
Oh, is that what that one is?
I think so. I think that's the one he's talking about.
Man, it looks so funny.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello.
I'm the winner.
you'd like to think so, wouldn't you? Hello, Don and Mike show.
And we're back on WYLN Yellen Radio. This is Harry Hygiene. Call 100, what's your name?
Oh, get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's going on?
Right there, that's it. You're the last person on the phone scan. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to welcome you to Houston.
Yeah, so
thank you.
You're the one who's listening.
Yeah, I guess
now,
so.
Now, this station, KIKK.
Houston, what is that, some sort of ballroom?
KIKK, the station that we're on.
Uh-huh.
It's about 10 watts?
Pretty much.
And it's a daytime station, right?
Yeah, and you guys, they only play you from 4 to 6.
Yeah, well, that'll change in September because they're running some killer syndicated show that they can't get out of the uh-huh. contract with.
2 hours is pretty good, though. That's the average length of a Houston cab ride.
Hey, now listen, don't be mean to this guy. He's probably the only guy listening to our show.
That was a tribute.
That's great.
I used to listen to you guys on the mighty JFK, so I came down here and had to know Donna Mike was going through some withdrawal, so I'm
real pleased to get back on.
Thank you, my friend. And for you, we've got the HBO Entourage prize pack, the all-new episode, Sunday night at 10, 9 Central on HBO. See? Someone listens to us
all
in
right.
Houston. We got one listener in Houston, Texas. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hold the line, please.
Go easy on those cab drivers, okay? I mean, Houston's great. $3,000 from one side of Houston to the other.
That's it.
Reasonable.
It was a Super Bowl week.
I got holes in both of my shoes.
You know, the great thing is that being as we're only on in Houston for 2 hours right now, at least for a couple of months,
right.
They didn't hear all the awful things we said about Houston 2 hours ago.
Now they hear this.
Oh, no. Now all they're hearing is love.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No. I love Houston.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Hold on a second. Yeah. All they heard you say was that the cab ride was
expensive, and Rob said it's a long.
They didn't.
That means nothing.
They didn't hear us say we'd never live there.
Exactly. Yeah, nobody heard anything about an armpit.
Thank God.
I think Lafayette was the armpit.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, I like that Lafayette.
Yeah, we liked that.
Oh, yeah. That was me.
It's a funny place to live. Get it? Lafayette.
Yeah. Here's the deal. We have a Buzz is a sexy man. We are...
Isolate that one.
We are dangerously running out of time, so I'll tell you what we're going to do to try to give away... $500 in Georgetown Laser Loop. This is for GeorgetownLaser.com.
Very good.
Buzz is a sexy man.
Hey.
And we have a bit that we do every once in a while called Buzz Makes the Sexy Call for You. Now, we're asking that only women call right now. 877-365-3636. We'll listen to you, and we'll pick a woman who really wants to make a romantic phone call to her husband, her boyfriend, the guy she's shacking up with.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there are some things that you'd like to say that you are just too shy to say.
That's right.
You know, you look beautiful. For instance, you know, you look beautiful in that gown.
Right.
You look so sexy with the light coming down on your hair. Except...
this would be from the woman to the man.
From the woman to the man.
Right, now you're confusing me with it. So you want Buzz to call the guy and say, you look beautiful in that gown?
Well, no, I didn't want to say the gay stuff.
Yeah,
I'll handle that.
Is Buzz going to say she wants you to tell her?
No. Buzz is going to,
deliver the woman's message to the man.
Oh, you are one big strapping fella.
Yeah. Okay, isolate that. That's what we're looking
and
for.
And what she'd like to do for him, perhaps.
Like, I don't tell you that in the office every day.
So, if you want to play, ladies, listen, here's the deal. Buzz will call your husband, your boyfriend, whatever, and he will relay whatever sexy message, stop touching yourself, whatever sexy message it is. I would say something along the lines of Buzz saying, you know, to a guy, your wife wants you to know that she craves your musky way.
That's right.
I want you more than I've ever wanted you.
I can help put it into words.
Right. Mike, maybe you'd like to do
you don't understand. So, I enjoy Buzz's call more than anybody on this show.
No, I was just saying, for someone who, you know, was like at first going, I don't know.
You're right to it there.
Now
I understand the concept, and I'm just super pumped, as you can tell.
Yeah, as I got eyes, okay? I can see, I get jokes. Buzz, try this one. Something like, you know, I'd like to floss using your chest hair.
Ooh.
Okay.
Let me hear that.
Baby, I'd like to floss using your chest hair.
But you're saying that to a man, so I don't think...
But the cool thing
I'm passing it along to
the cool thing is the woman's going to come and tell him what she wants to say to the man.
Correct. Right. And then the payoff is Buzz will make this call for you using his sexy voice.
And the guy will throw up.
And the woman will get the $500.
Your lady wants to floss with your chest hair.
So we're playing Sexy Buzz Makes the Call for You. We've got time for just one call today.
Yeah.
Just one big winner.
Wow.
Call right now and... I can't read that anymore, Rob. Rob wrote dirty joke. Rob wrote a dirty joke. Rob wrote. See what Rob wrote? Okay. I think even in the old days, I might not have been able to get away with it. I would have had to change some of the wording. But
forget about it.
Yeah,
that would be a heck of a payoff.
And that's nice of you thinking of that, though.
Every day, about this time, that's a nice
mental picture.
Don't we all think of that?
About Buzz.
Yeah.
It was about you, Buzz.
Yeah.
About you during
flattered
during an intimate moment.
Mm-hmm. Think of it as the Buzz Achievement Award.
We will be right this after that.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't think this contest is over yet, Buzz, if that is your real name.
The Don and Mike Show. Broadcasting from the right side of the dirt, the Don and Mike Show.
And incidentally, it's not. his name, I mean. Buzz is not my name either. Mike isn't. Well,
no.
My name is Don, and my real name is Mike, and Buzz's name, his real name is Mike, and his radio name is Buzz, and then there's Mike O'Mara.
Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. His real name is Fred.
Yes, it is.
Fred O'Mara.
Ironic, ain't it?
Francis O'Mara.
Francis Xavier O'Mara.
Uh-huh. How are you, Don? How are you, FF?
Oh, it's been a great time since I got out of the seminary. Francis Xavier O'Mara.
I'd love to start calling you FX.
Francis.
Francis.
Francis O'Mara.
Francis! Nice. Hello, Francis! Francis!
All right. Time for Buzz to get sexy.
Hello.
We have limited time. We screwed around too much today. We're getting into Buzz's news time. But we do want to give away a prize. Yeah. We do want to hear Sexy Buzz makes the call.
Very good.
These are all women calling us at 877-365-3636. As soon as we find the woman who has the message that we think is the sexiest,
right,
Buzz will call the husband.
Right.
Hello, Jenny.
Yes, hello.
My Jenny.
Jenny.
Hello, Jenny. Jenny, now is your husband your boyfriend?
No, he's my husband.
Your husband, and what's his name?
Noah.
Noah. And what would you like Buzz to say to Noah that you are too shy to say yourself? Hence the game, Buzz makes the sexy call for you.
Let me see if I can say this.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
Be careful.
Jenny, bear with us. Now, everybody knows we don't do the same show we did before the FCC.
Right.
But there's still no reason that we can't have fun. You can describe, for instance, your husband. If you'd like, I don't want to write it for you. If you wanted Buzz to say that your husband has very tight buttocks, that would be acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, I wish that you somehow... Buzz, write that down.
I've made a note of it.
No matter what Noah's buttocks are like, they're tight and muscular.
Or lack thereof.
What? Or lack thereof. Well, no, let's just keep it with tight buttocks.
Yeah. Lack thereof. All right, so Noah's one fine physical specimen, is he?
He, you know, I could just sit here and you all could write it for me.
Now, what do you want? What do you want Buzz to say? He's right here for you.
I'm here, man.
Hi, Buzz. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing well. I would like for you to call my husband. Now, this is coming off the cuff here.
Mm-hmm.
And tell him that when I get home tonight, I would like to... Let me start my car here. I would like to touch all over his sexy hard body.
Baby. So you'd like to run your fingers all over his sexy hard body?
Through all of the hair all over his sexy hard body.
The hair. He's a hairy man?
Yes.
He's a sexy hairy man?
Do you want, and again, I don't want to write this for you, but do you want deep soul kisses?
Lots of soul kisses and in, on the, ooh, can I say that?
Oh, no, you can't. No, just, you know.
Yeah.
You can say hot. Tongues intertwined with flame.
You're good at this. You're getting really good at this stuff.
okay.
Can we get somebody besides Jenny?
You don't like Jenny? You don't like Jenny, Mike?
2 minutes made all these. No.
Okay, Jenny, goodbye. I thought we had written a beautiful script. Yeah. Here's Jen. Hello, Jen.
Hi.
Hi, Jen, are you married?
Yes, I am.
What's the lucky stiff's name?
My husband's name is John.
Buzz, keep all that stuff that we had about the other guy. What is it that you would like Buzz to say to your husband, John, in a sexy manner that you would say to your husband if you had the guts? What would you say?
Well, he's had a very long, hard day, and I would like to make it completely relaxing for him. I would start by massaging his feet, massaging his back.
Yes.
Massaging other parts of his body.
Okay, we got that. And Buzz, you can say all of that.
Yeah.
And he's a very big man. He's 6'6".
Wow. Oh.
And I'm 5'2", so.
Oh, wow.
You're tiny and he's big.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe you'd like him to be your Mount Everest.
Exactly. And I would like to mount that, to climb Mount Everest.
You would like to climb Mount Everest.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
And... your level of desire for your husband is what? Please to be putting a number on it for Buzz to figure it out.
Oh, 27.
27.
Level is 27.
Very high. Been aired
in out of 1 out of 10, 27. That's my number.
Okay.
That's your number.
Interesting.
Okay. Can we go with her? Do you want to hear another one?
Yeah, let's go with her. Why not me?
We can hear another one if you like.
Well, whatever you want to do.
Bring in her husband's number and let's see what's doing here. Here's Pam. Hi, Pam.
Hello.
Hi, Pam. What's your husband's name?
Tony.
What is it that you would like Buzz to say to your husband, Tony?
Well, at the moment he's out cutting grass, so I'd like to kiss him all over his sweaty grass cutting body.
Oh, kiss him all over his sweaty grass cutting body.
Now we might be getting somewhere. Mm.
Give us more. Give us more.
Tell us more, please.
Well, I like the Mount Everest thing.
Oh, you see, you can't. Honey, you can't steal.
Laserism.
You can't steal. Mm-hmm. Do we have Jen's?
We do.
You got it?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to call Jen's husband, yeah. John.
Give it a try. Mm-hmm. Hold on a second, Joe.
And then Buzz takes over.
Yes. Right. Baltimore 410.
Because nobody does it quite like Buzz.
He's the sexy one on the
I
show.
I speak the language of love.
No doubt about that. Do you have the...
Hi, Don.
Who's this, please?
Oh, this is Rob.
Hey, Rob Spiewak, how are you?
Speaking. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Rob.
How are you?
This is Rob going to... So we get the permission now to put his voice on the air.
I hope so.
We have your lovely lady, what's her name?
Jen.
Jen
on the phone. She's won a contest.
Let me get her here.
Come on the air with...
Hey, Jen?
Yes?
Okay, we're getting your husband now.
Okay.
I'm gonna.
Got his permission, Don.
I'm gonna park.
Yay!
I'm gonna park you for a second. I mean, I'm gonna leave your line open, but I'm gonna turn it down so your husband won't be able to hear you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And then here we go. Let's welcome now to the Don and Mike Show. This is John. Hi, John.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air. Just to prove to you that your wife is on the line, Jen, say hi to your husband.
Hi, honey.
Hey.
Okay, now we're going to put her back in the isolation booth. We're playing a little game called Buzz Makes the Sexy Call.
And your wife has enlisted the services of Buzz Burbank to communicate for her.
Okay.
All right.
Buzz is our news guy, and he's a sexual being. Mm-hmm. And anyway, here's a message.
Good choices.
Here's a message.
And sexual goddess.
Here's a message from Buzz to you.
John, how you doing, my man?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Jen says you're a big man, John.
Uh-huh.
She thinks of you as a big, big man.
Okay.
And she says you've had a long, hard day.
Sweet.
So you're a petite lady, and we know she's a lady, making her too shy to say this to her, to you herself. But she wants to take your long, hard day and make it relaxing. She wants to give you some deep soul kisses, John. Jen wants to massage your feet, your back.
What about his buttocks?
Your tight buttocks.
I don't know about the tight part, but go ahead.
Jen thinks
That's
of
what
you.
She said so.
Jen thinks of you, John, the big man, as Mount Everest. And she wants to Mount Everest.
Okay.
Jen wants to turn you out tonight and turn your day around, John.
Tanya, Buzz is great at the news, but this is like his natural, God-given talent.
Yeah.
I can see that.
John, Jen is too shy to tell you this, but she thinks of you as the e-ticket. Pay one price, ride all day. That's what Jen has to say to you.
Strong, Buzz.
Great Lord.
That's pretty strong, Buzz.
Not about her, but what about you?
Oh,
it's the magic of Buzz.
I'm not gay, but I'm willing to learn.
Jesus.
Call me in the office.
Jen?
Yes?
You hear that?
I heard that.
I think your husband might be going the other way.
I'm a little bit worried. I'm too sorry, Jen.
Might be something on the show that we call Charlie Stoffel disease. That might happen. Nevertheless, Jen, you've won $500 in Georgetown Laser Loot. GeorgetownLaser.com. Georgetown Laser, making the world a better place.
One hair at a time.
Sexy Buzz. Jen, do you have any unneeded, unwanted hair you'd like to get lasered off?
Well, we all do.
Good answer, Jen.
Can I comment on that?
Yeah, you can. John, is there, without being specific, an area that you would like your wife to... Just say yes. Is there one area you'd like her to get a haircut in?
Bikini line.
Bikini line.
Oh. Bikini line.
Fantastic.
She likes to wear the banana hammock, so, you know.
Well, this is how we play. Sexy Buzz makes the call for you.
Good job, kids.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Jen, thank you. Hold on a second. Jen, thank you for listening. And John, I believe Buzz has a special goodbye for you.
I'm waiting.
John. Buzz, just give him some more, whatever you got.
You and Jen have a good night.
Oh, come on. You can do better than that.
I agree you can, Buzz.
A good night.
Hey, there you go. I like the emphasis on the ooh.
All right.
He's out.
Go back to your cards a little bit. Some of this. Oh, you already threw your cards away?
Enjoy the climb on Mount Everest.
I can't stand it anymore.
You got another one, Buzz?
No, that's it.
Okay. Thank you, John.
John's getting so excited.
Yeah. Thank you. Hold on. Are you getting excited, John, by this?
A little bit.
What I tell him. He can't help it.
He can't help it. He can't help it. I resist.
How have Mike and Rob and I managed it all these years? Oh, not just jumping through the glass and attacking you. Where are you? On the floor like a rag doll.
Wow, let's say you've managed.
Thank you, John and Jen.
They were perfect.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Good night.
He made it up.
There he is, sex nut. Mm-hmm. Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, Michael Jackson's evil plan.
Now he has a little tough time making the transition.
He's
got
to go back to being the news guy now.
Today, Michael Jackson's evil plan, a prosecutor explains. The conspiracy.
That's not sexy, is it, Buzz?
Not so much.
No, because it's like with him and boys.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Hey, Jacko.
Don't call me Jacko.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
If a nation is now starting to spread, I want to show you something real quick. I had the Friday night. I was at a wonderful party given in honor of David and Michelle Modell to celebrate their marriage by Art and Pat Modell.
Uh-huh.
And I was at the table, same table with Don Geronimo and his wife Frida, radio legends out of D.C. You can hear them locally 105.7 every afternoon here in Baltimore.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. They've been on forever, number one forever.
Forever.
But anyway, I was sitting there, Don right there modeling the heck of a dress, pal. But I want to. But here's what I want to show you. Let me get to their pictures real quick. This is the Redskins station.
Redskins station.
And if I'm not mistaken, Don and Mike did Redskins radio.
They did
for a while.
They certainly
well, guess
did.
Guess what? The Boy King himself, Dan Snyder, has managed to take one of his biggest allies and blow him off. Why was Don Geronimo and Frida at a party for David and Michelle Modell? Well, here's Don right there on the sidelines with David Modell.
How about
that? Do you realize that one of the Redskins' staunchest allies for years has been so alienated by the Boy King that he's become a major Raven fan? Let me show you something here.
Maybe your boy, Boy
here's
King.
A great shot. Let me go back for a second.
Hey, hon.
There's going to be a shot. There it is. Look at this. This is an incredible picture. If I'm Dan Snyder, I'm flipping out when I see this. Look. Don Geronimo and Silver Betty in our house.
Our house.
Now,
our
what
house.
Does that tell you? Don and Frieda were talking about how much of a college atmosphere it is, how much fun it is at Raven Stadium as opposed to FedEx Field.
Well, we've been to FedEx Field. We know what that's like. The Big Bowl.
The Big Bowl is right. But when you get one of the media heavyweights of D.C. now coming to almost every Raven home game, what does that tell you?
I don't know.
Raven Nation expands.
That's right. And the Ravens will play the Redskins down there this year.
What?
Better seen at home than down there.
Yes,
and
indeed.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to see if Don and Frieda want to come to the Poe Brothers tailgate.
All right.
Okay, this is
bring them on.
Good. Come up and sit in section 539, 540.
That's right.
I'll be there.
Put on
I'll
the purple. Lose the dress. Put on the purple
That's
camo.
That's the party.
That is the party.
Hey, dear boy.
Raven Nation expands.
All right.
3 days and counting.
3 days. McDaniel College.
All right.
Westminster will be wild. All right.
That is just incredible.
It really is.
One of the main anchors.
Hey, boy.
Of the Redskins flagship station. Comes the Ravens game.
Unbelievable. All right.
Dave Dan Snyder.
See ya. Still to come on WJZ's
Oh, is he done about us? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. And here we go.
What's the word?
Wearing a crackpot.
Find out.
Goodbye. The Don and Mike Show.
Time for Buzz's news and comments. Shout out to Marty Bass in Baltimore.
Yeah. How you doing, boy?
Marty Bass. Marty Bass, thanks for that shout out on the news.
That's great. That's terrific.
It's time for Buzz now with news. Buzz brought to you by Smoke Break. Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break, revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. Here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Michael Jackson's current accuser was seduced after the documentary that shocked us 2 years ago, according to the prosecution.
Hi.
In court documents...
You should not do. What? You should not say he's what? An animal. What? He's a... Should not say he's Jacko. I'm not a Jacko.
No?
I'm not Jacko.
In court documents just revealed, the district attorney lays out what he says was Michael's game plan for the boy... featured in that TV special. Yeah, pardon the pun.
You said lays out.
I did, Michael.
Please lay with me.
Yes.
Oh. Hi, Jacko.
Hi, don't call me Jacko.
You've upset him.
Jacko.
Neverland Ranch, says the prosecutor, and I quote, was designed to entice and attract children in an isolated and gated area where Jackson could carry out his plans of false imprisonment, child abduction, and extortion. The fact that Mr. Jackson rationalized this behavior on national television was his downfall. It made him an object of loathing and scorn, end quote. The prosecutor says that after that show aired, Jackson tried to manipulate the boy and his family into absolving the entertainer.
He tried to manipulate
any molestation charges.
I did.
While plying the youngster with alcohol. Prosecutor says that after the special, Jackson sensed the tide turning and chose this boy's family to make a video saying his behavior is above reproach.
It's manipulation time. Give me your fingers.
And that at the same time, Jackson focused on seducing the boy from the rides at Neverland, where there is no homework, through the booze and into his bedroom.
Did you like going on the merry-go-round with Mr. Peck?
Oh, Mr. Peck. The story that I saw, on, of course, on the Los Angeles station,
because
I'm watching the Lisa Joyner thing. Mm-hmm. And that's the great thing about getting news from Los Angeles as opposed to any of the other cities we broadcast to.
Right.
The reason I watch the Los Angeles station is they don't give you the news.
No, right, it's a little more tabloidy. Yeah.
What's the lead story? Hey, Michael Jackson's a pedophile. That's the lead story.
So Jacko.
Hi, Jacko.
Don't call me Jacko.
At least on the thing I saw on TV, they said that the prosecution, in addition to all the stuff Buzz had, they said that Michael Jackson specifically had signs made, put all around Neverland for the kids,
rules,
saying
right?
There are rules.
Mm-hmm.
First rule, no homework, no adults. Second rule, sleep whenever you want,
mm-hmm.
eat whenever you want, and there was something about, what, Jacko?
Nothing.
No, what? I know you got something, what?
Would any of,
what?
Would any of you boys like more cupcakes and wine?
Don't like that.
Anyway, creepy yeah. rules that he had, like, painted onto signs and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Have an ice cream cone with your Merlot.
Jesus juice.
That's... Have some Jesus juice.
And a Coke can.
Oh,
yeah.
This is great. Here's some orange sherbet and Chardonnay.
Hi, Jacko.
Don't call me Jacko.
Jacko.
Jackson's lawyers say the charges are ridiculous, and they say the prosecution's crossed a line in its zeal.
No. Listen, I disagree. I think this is... Who hasn't thought this?
Yeah, right.
You know, until the time he started bleaching himself, you might have believed,
right.
like back in the early 80s, that he was just... crazy with the Peter Pan complex.
Right.
So, you know, that maybe he just wanted to relive his childhood.
Mm-hmm.
But the prosecution is laying out a pretty solid case saying he built all these rides, mm-hmm. he has the cotton candy machine, all of this stuff to get into kids' pants.
It was kind of an elaborate trap.
Yes, it was, Jacko.
Oh, thank you for
it was my spider web. It's my giant spider web. And I was the Black Widow.
Wow. Jackson's trial was
Jacko.
Supposed
Jacko.
To have...
Don't call me Jacko.
The trial was supposed to have begun in September, will now begin at the end of January. The judge made that decision yesterday.
Jackal.
Bye.
Bye. Martha Stewart figures that if she also has to serve 5 months locked in her mansion, it may as well be while she waits for a bed to open up at Danbury. But as the New York Post points out, that's like having your after-dinner mint before the soup. She's supposed to do 5 months behind bars first, and then do the 5 months of home confinement, complete with an attractive tracking bracelet.
Now, is the only reason that she's not going straight into the clink is because they don't have a bed for her in this jail?
Well, she could go to another prison, but this is her choice. The fact of the matter is, right now, she doesn't have to go to prison at all. she is allowed to stay out while she waits for her appeal.
So in other words, while she can stay out as long as she wants while they're waiting for an appeal, and
right.
if she chooses to serve the time, then she has discretion over where she goes?
She could, and she's tried that, but it was full up at Danbury, so she's saying, well, hey, if I've got to do some home time, can I start doing that now?
Mm-hmm.
And no, it doesn't work that way. You have to go to prison first, then you get the home time.
You know, I'm just amazed that on any level, I can understand saying, hey, I choose to do the time now,
right.
but then it should be, you go where you go. I mean, you shouldn't be right. able to choose.
Right.
Just go and get it done, because...
to a hotel, others have been. We've got an opening. I'm sorry, we are full up this weekend.
Imagine that. Welcome to the Danbury Women's
Correctional Facility.
Sorry, maybe you saw the sign outside. No vacancies this weekend.
We have one handicapped room, but it's got just a cot.
Well, if you want that one.
God.
Friends, as they call them in the Inquirer, are telling Martha to stay safe in prison by hiring a big, burly lesbian to protect her. This friend tells the tabloid Martha doesn't expect the guards to look after her. She knows they'll enjoy seeing a wealthy woman humiliated, but Martha has the money to buy protection. The source also says Martha's read up on what life is like in women's prisons. They say she could either set up an account for her protector or pay the money to the protector's family. The Inquirer says gangs of lesbians are already waiting for Martha at Danbury, and that inmates who resist them get beaten or knifed.
Boy, I tell you what, she's one pretty homemaker, ain't she?
Man,
she's here. She's here. She just got here.
They find her attractive?
I just got my period. Crap.
And there'll be competition for her.
Give me some toilet paper.
She's here. Danbury.
Man, do I have a problem with feminine odor?
Ew, don't talk about that. Come on, that TV lady's here.
I'm just trying to reinforce the fact that we're women in jail.
Oh, I had breakfast next to her. You know what she smells like?
What?
Cinnamon.
Danbury is considered a country club compared to other prisons, so we'll see about those gangs.
She smells just like potpourri.
Most people, and I do mean most people, don't watch the political conventions on TV, but they watched Monday night when the Clintons were on. Bill's speech attracted about 18.5 million viewers over the six networks that carried it. Only 2.3 million watched the Democrats' opening night four years ago.
We said the other day, the goddamn thing is he's got charisma.
Nine times as many people.
He's dynamic.
He is.
Really, that thing is true.
Mm-hmm.
Women want to be with him, and it's not that guys want to be with him.
No.
But you see...
Guys want to be like him.
Yeah.
And... you'd like to hang out with him, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Man, would that be fun?
Just imagine.
Yeah.
It'd be great. Go ahead. Just, you know, I'd like to come back in my next life as his...
yes, as part of him.
Okay.
Okay.
As a part of his body?
Yeah. Mike, I'd like to come back as the finger that proudly wears the wedding ring.
Very good.
To Hillary.
That is so nice. Yes.
Speaking of Hillary... nice shot last night. I'm watching the convention. I'm watching Crazy, the Hines lady. Hi, darling. How are you, darling?
Right.
Anyway, she's giving her speech,
right.
Rather impassioned. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's talking about how I'm going to speak my mind. This is what I do.
Yes.
They have a split screen with Hillary on the other side.
Ah.
And while everybody else is going crazy, Hillary is doing the polite golf applause.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She has a look on her face like, shut up.
Right.
Bitch.
Wow.
I mean, I am no apologist for Hillary Clinton, but
she
I want to
nuts
say...
for that guy, Barack Obama.
Oh, no. I saw his speech. Mm-hmm.
She went... everybody went nuts.
That was a great speech.
Yeah.
But... and they were very crafty when... is it Teresa or...
Teresa.
Teresa Hines... Carrie was mm-hmm. up.
Right.
That they did the split screen. Mm-hmm. And you would think that this was something that Hillary would be, you know, ripped...
Sure.
You
know, yeah, enthusiastic
she was
about.
Just, you know, with her big Popeye legs just sitting there... just going,
yeah, and you're right about those legs with those pantsuits.
Yeah.
God, like clown pants.
You couldn't take her down.
Yeah, no way.
But I could. She'd be a good running back.
The Redskins or the Bills or any of the teams. You know, Miami Dolphins should call her.
Absolutely.
They just lost Ricky Williams.
Man, we need somebody with some real tree trunks.
Can you imagine that? This is Dave Wannstedt of the formerly Chicago Bears. He still talks that way. Miami. We're glad to announce we've signed to replace Ricky Williams, Hillary Clinton.
She's got a great center of gravity.
Hold on, Dennis is on the phone.
Oh.
Dennis?
Hey, God, hey, Mike.
Yes, hi, Dennis.
Can I let everyone know in Ocean City I'll be waking them up in the morning?
Are you going to be on 96 Rock tomorrow morning?
9 o'clock in the morning.
Tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning.
Are you on your annual vacation?
I'm going down to the beach tonight. I'm going to spend the day at the beach tomorrow and go canoeing and golfing on Friday.
Wow. Oh, and then take the rest of the weekend to the beach?
No. 1 day at the beach, mm-hmm. and then canoeing and golfing Friday, Saturday,
Sunday. You're going canoeing?
Yeah.
And golfing.
How do you golf with... You only have one hand.
Don,
and wouldn't the canoe just go in a gigantic circle?
Oh, no, because it's a two-man canoe.
And he can take the stump and put it on top of the paddle when he paddles.
Right? Yeah.
But how do you golf, as Don said? I'm curious about that one.
I do the best I can.
Okay, there you go. We all do. All right.
Well, 145. I know it's 18.
Good. Well, let me send my best wishes out to whoever's playing in back of you.
All right. Dennis, there's your plug. Dennis Murphy, somewhat affiliated with the show, will tomorrow be on our...
9 o'clock station.
Ocean
John
City, Maryland.
Wilkin.
What? Pardon me?
John Wilkin.
Is that the disc jockey? All right, good for
That's
you.
That's the DJ.
Okay, thanks, Dennis.
I'm going to be a DJ.
I know you are. Go ahead and ask Buzz what the next story is.
Buzz?
Yes, Dennis.
Hi, there.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Good. Do you hear the instructions that Don just gave you like 8 seconds ago?
Okay, Buzz.
Yes, Dennis.
What is your next story, please?
Up next, if you like your politics dirty, you've come to the right election.
Ooh. Whoa.
Shut up, Dennis.
Oh, exactly.
Works on him,
Shut
too.
Up. Goodbye, Dennis.
Okay, see y'all later.
Goodbye. Hang up now.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Buzz?
Yes,
Hang
Dennis.
Up.
I love you.
Hang
love
up.
You. Bye.
Hang up.
There he goes.
There he goes. Dennis Murphy.
Dennis Murphy talking about politics.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're all guilty of scrolling through our cell phones trying to find a number while we're driving.
Yeah. Most of the time we get away with it, but considering what can happen when you take your eyes off the road for just a moment, it's really not worth the risk, is it?
Let me think about it. That's who I'm talking to.
All right.
I'm kidding, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you, Mike.
Good.
Fortunately, OnStar Personal Calling lets you use the cellular hardware that's already installed in your OnStar-equipped vehicle so you get and receive calls while you're on the road.
OnStar's
make and receive calls.
OnStar's available on more than 50 GM models from Saturns to Cadillacs. You can get 100-minute block that's good for 2 months for just $29.99.
It's very easy. It's all voice-activated. Mike and I both have this. You just... give a number, or you say, office, calls office. Or, for instance, if I say, hell, it rings right through to WJFK.
If you already have OnStar, press the blue button and ask the advisor about your complimentary 30-minute OnStar personal calling package.
Go to OnStar.com. OnStar.com.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Smoother than Bacardi Limon.
Oh.
Don and Mike.
Bacardi Limon.
Just a reminder, tomorrow on the show, we'll be giving away a trip for two, airfare and hotel.
Ooh.
WWE SummerSlam. Live August 15 in Toronto, Canada. We'll give away that trip, that's airfare and hotel.
Oh, what a great time to go up there.
On tomorrow's show. Plus, tomorrow we'll start giving away our tickets for Kid Rock and his nationwide tour. Now here's Buzz Girdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Buzz, one of the founding members of Virgin.
That's right.
And here's Buzz now.
My Buzz voice and was Rod, higher then.
Buzz and Rod Argent.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful you this is. I pressed the wrong button.
Bacardi Limon.
There you go.
Yes, yes, it is.
Ron
Bacardi Limon.
Yes, hi, Tony. Tony Diggs, our engineer.
How are you, Don?
You know this song?
Oh, yes. I'm very fond of it. Hold your head up.
Sing it.
Oh, hold your head up. Oh, hold your head up. You understand? Oh, hold your head up.
Bacardi Limon.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
You're welcome.
What's next, Buzz?
Well, Ron Reagan Jr. went further than expected last night in his speech at the Democratic Convention.
He went further than thought was full frontal.
Well, it was enough of a snub to his father's Republican Party just to appear at the Democratic event. Ron would not, we were told, campaign for Kerry. But using his dad's mannerisms, Ron did say this, quote, "In a few months we face a choice. We can choose between the future and the past, reason and ignorance,
true compassion and mere ideology. The late president's survivors want stem cell research to cure Alzheimer's. The Bush Republicans are opposed because the cells come from fetuses.
And his mom wants it too, right?
Nancy Reagan wants it very much, and perhaps that's why she's turned down several invitations to speak at the Republican convention.
So he was doing a thing up there like his dad, right?
Using his dad's mannerisms.
He looked at a library and go,
no, before
what
that.
What was that, like, tree?
The tree.
Dad's earlier mannerisms.
There's the tree.
Well.
And if you like your politics dirty, you've come to the right election. Like,
we do.
Like any good dirty trick, you cannot prove the origin of this one.
Okay.
NASA released a photo of John Kerry looking goofy in a paper astronaut suit, a blue paper suit. The Republicans then put that picture on their website next to a picture of Dukakis looking goofy in a tank. NASA denies...
Oh, I remember the picture of Dukakis.
Oh, right.
Although that's not
with his oversized head.
That's
right.
Not the worst one. The worst one of Dukakis was where he had the old man push mower.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you remember? Right. That was like a famous... That as soon as they released that picture, Dukakis was sunk.
Yeah, yeah. Everything he could do wrong in a presidential...
He had on the old man Archie Bunker t-shirt, right. And he's pushing the hand mower.
Kitty and I.
Republicans embraced the picture of Dukakis in the tank. That's the one they like the best. And NASA denies playing politics, but admits it did put the photo on its website first and very recently. Quoting a Republican spokesman, we just thought it was a great photo. The Democrats then released a string of embarrassing pictures of the president, including one that catches the president picking his nose. Be proud, Republicans. Be proud, Democrats.
Why not?
Now, the picture of the president picking his nose. Uh-huh. Have you seen the picture?
Yes.
Is he digging for gold?
It's just one of the light touch things, you know, just barely in there.
So now, be objective.
I was rearranging the furniture.
Now, be objective.
Mm-hmm.
Is he really picking? Or is he scratch? I mean, I'm no apologist.
It's
for
in there enough to be picking, yes.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
But not so far to be rearranging furniture.
To be picking, all that qualifies is one knuckle.
Mm-hmm. With the election, I didn't count the knuckles.
I mean, if you go up to the first knuckle,
I didn't know there was a rule.
You can even be picking without going up to the knuckle.
Yeah, I think so.
I was going to say, because the first knuckle is right here, just like right past your cuticle, right?
That's
right
a pretty substantial distance.
So, yeah, I mean, that's a long way. That's really picking.
So I guess maybe even halfway to the knuckle.
So, like,
there you go.
What is this the second knuckle, this one
that's
here?
The second knuckle.
Mm-hmm. So if you go to the second knuckle, you can push your eyeball out.
You can do your own brain surgery.
Right.
Well, with the election barely...
Brain salad surgery. Now.
Brain solid surgery, dude. Oh, in sports...
We got to wind it up.
Female executive from the WNBA is posing topless in Playboy magazine. Heather LaBella is in charge of marketing the Los Angeles Sparks, and she's placed an ad in the August issue of Playboy that features a topless her as the Sparks Employee of the Month. Quoting her, my job is to increase ticket sales, and I think this will work.
Yeah.
Playboy gave him the ad at no charge in exchange for the topless picture.
Very nice.
Isn't that right, Hef?
I'm just very, very happy that the WNBA is supporting my magazine.
Where did you take all the girls from the WLBA?
I brought them up to the mansion, and we all enjoyed tea down at the grotto.
Thank you. I just like it when you say grotto.
Grotto.
Yes.
And finally, I wonder if this ever happens in this country. In Norway, workers at a hotel in Oslo are demanding the hotel get rid of its pay-per-view adult channels. They say naked porn watchers keep calling room service to lure female staff to their rooms.
Well, now I can play my name jingle.
Michael Soares.
Hi there. It's
a lot of times they call the front desk to ask for fresh towels. Understand.
Michael Soares.
Hi there. What, are you watching me? Are you following me?
Quoting a union rep for the hotel workers, it can be very unpleasant to get called to a room to be met by a naked man.
Michael Soares.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
We gotta go. The show is over. We will see you tomorrow. Who do we have on today?
Sam.
Oh, Sam from The Apprentice.
Sam! And Yellen Line 1.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yellen FM. I will see you tomorrow with a new episode. giving away the trip to Toronto, etc. Please stay tuned for the best nighttime show in America. No kidding. Ron Fez coming up on WJFK and Live 105 and also 1010 The Buzz in Tampa Bay. We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 And the mystery was solved in your toilet. It's not a paper cup?
No, it was the world's smallest cat. Yelling at them!
Okay. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. And goodbye.
Good night.
It's Yelling at them, Mike. There we go. Pick a winner.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.